is on a very important topic in Hilchos Shabbos, the laws of Bittul. We chazered last Sunday, Siyata Dishmaya, the first half, which we call the laws of Bittul proper. And our mission today, which may be in fact a mission impossible, is to attempt to give a reasonable chazara to all the laws of Shehiya, Chazara, Hanacha, which we've been discussing for the last 3 weeks. Okay, so we'll start from the very beginning with the first Mishnah in the third Perek of Masech the Shabbos, Perek Hira, on the Aflamad Havam and Beis. Here we are taught in a Mishnah which is somewhat obscure that there are certain restrictions. Kira Sheshikua, the Gefes, Uve Eitzim, Lo Yitain, which we call kotum, the cover. But what's unclear in the Mishnah, that's why it's obscure, is what does lo yitein mean? And the Gemara asks this question immediately. Does it mean lo yachzir? Avolishos mashin afal pishen agorf and a kotum chananya. Chananya says that once it reaches macho ben drusoi, you may put it on an open fire before Shabbos. That's called shehiya. Or maybe no. Litein means lishos tanan. Gar for kotum, yes, not, otherwise not. And therefore it goes according to what we call the Rabbanan, who argue with Chananya, and say you may not place it on an open fire, even though it's already reached Machal Ben Dusoy. Can you ever place it on an open fire? Is it ever, ever permissible to put something on an open fire before Shabbos? The Gemara goes through a whole series, we're not going to go into of discussions, we can't read every word, but suffice it to say that there are three possibilities logically. If Machal Ben Dusoy will not suffice, perhaps Mevushal Kol Tzarkol will suffice. Perhaps Mitztamek V'Ralah will suffice. And perhaps nothing will suffice. All three are possible, logically. And the Gemara seems to entertain all three possibilities. The Psak of the Rif and the Rambam, that's the mainstream view of those who accept the Rabbanan against Chananya, is that it has to be what we call Mitztamek V'Ralah for it to be permissible to be placed in an open fire before Shabbos. Okay? I said the Rif and the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos follow Chananya, and that's a tremendous difference. Halacha lemaisa, can you put something on an open fire before Shabbos if it is machal ben dusoy, which we assume to be about half cooked? According to Rashi and Tosfos following Chananya, the answer is yes. According to the Rif and the Rambam following Rabbanan, the answer is no, and you have to wait until it reaches mitztamek v'ralah to permit it. Okay, just very basic stuff. What's the reason for the iser of placing food on an open fire when it hasn't been sufficiently cooked? So it's assumed by everybody, it's based upon the Gemara that Yud Ches on base. That's what we saw phrases very recently. The Gemara has an expression over here, Shema Yechata Begacholim. Shema Yechata Begacholim. The particular case where it's found is not so critical right now. Something similar to our Mishnah, and that's how it's assumed. Shem Yechata Begacholim. What does the idea of Gerufa and Ketuma achieve? Well, Gerufa, you pull away all the coals, you can't stoke them anymore, they're not there. Rov Rishonim assume that Gerufa means you pull them all away, completely, as opposed to the Balamor and the Rano Falas, and you only pull it away halfway. And the reason that these Rishonim say what they say, because in the next Mishnah about Tanur, even Gerufa Ketum is problematic. And they ask, what's the problem? There's nothing there. So it means it's pulled to the side, they say. According to Rashi, it's not pulled to the side. It's removed completely. So they prohibited the Tanner anyway. The Rambam explains because there's maybe some little nitzotz left, some little sparkles left, and other reasons are given. We're not going to go there right now. So Gorof means you pulled it away. It's less likely to be able to stoke it. And Kotum, if you cover it, can either be a number of reasons given while Kotum achieves a heter, either by lowering the heat, or by, according to what we assume generally, it's a hecker. The Ran says it's a hecker. It's to remind you not to stoke the coals. Of course, whatever you cover, you can uncover. You can uncover and stoke it, but hopefully by the time you'll remember, and you're not going to stoke the coals on Shabbos. Yes, sir?
Just for Rashi, that it's more that it'll lower the amount of heat by doing Ketumah. So then why would, how does that work with Shabbos?
No, again, if the ketuma achieves that it lowers the heat, So it's also a kind of a hecker. By lowering the heat, you're sort of setting it aside. You're not going to get, you don't want to be involved in this anymore. Same general idea. Fine. Rama has an expression of Messiah. That the Mimenu. They're different expressions. They all fit it all about the time. More or less are the same. More or less are the same thing. I don't want to say it's exactly the same. It's a kind of a heck. Okay? So far, so good on both sides. Here's our introduction to the Easter of Shehiyah. Fine. We now turn to the much more thorny issue of Hachzara. We even discussed what is called Hachzara or Chazara. That itself may be not just a matter of semantics. It may even be substantive how the word is pronounced. Because there's a big dispute amongst the Rishonim as to what the reason for the Easter of Chazara. Chazara means you're not just putting on the fire from before Shabbos, you're putting on the fire on Shabbos. You're returning it to the fire on Shabbos. And you may not return a food to an open flame on Shabbos, according to the way we assume, under any circumstances. No exceptions. You may not return it to an open fire under any circumstances, as a push-up shot in the Gemara. Well, there is a minority view that differs with respect to Mitztamik Baralo. That's what we call the pseudo Ran, the Chedushi Ran, as opposed to the real Ran, who says the opposite in his Perish on the Rif. So why is that? Why is that? After what we said before, I want to reach Ma'ba Ben Rusoi, according to some, or Mavushal Kot Sarko, according to some, or Mitztamik Baralo, according to some, there's no longer a problem of Shem Yechata Begachal. So here we have the fight begins. Rabbi Natam says, well, here there's a greater chance of Shem Yichata Begacholim. Why? Because it may have cooled down in the interim, and you're going to stoke the coals when you put it back. So therefore, even though it's Gorof HaKotum, let's take that back. Even though it's already Malchum Ben Dusoy, Mavusha Kol Tzorko, Mestan Averalo, take your pick, it would still be prohibited to put it back on an open fire, lest you be mechata b'gacholim. Although the same exact food you can put on the fire before Shabbos, and then we're not worried about shem mechata b'gacholim. Because then it's probably hot from before, and it's, you have time for later on, whatever the discussion may be. This is Rabbi Natan's opinion. There's a whole other approach in Rishonim. It says, no, that the Easter of Chazara is because of Nirekim Mevashel. It starts with Rashi on the Mishnah itself. Rashi over here says that Mirzikim Mevashel. Rashi really has a clear discussion. Lo mafzirin b'Shabbos the mirzikim mevashel. Fine. So we have to understand if it's mirzikim mevashel, how does it help Gorof HaKotum? What is the Gorof HaKotum is effective? How does that help? The Maram said it wouldn't help. He said that Rashi only said it's peace called to Beit Shammah. We don't pass like that. It doesn't allow for Achzor. But the Maram is incorrect. We thought based upon the Ran. The Ran says explicitly that it's Nirekim Mevashel, if it's not Kotum. So apparently there are distinctions within the Nirekim Mevashel realm, whether it is covered or uncovered. If it's covered, it's not Nirekim Mevashel. If it's uncovered, then it is Nirekim Mevashel. This is the opinion of what we call the Ran, the Rashba, a whole series of Gedoli we've shown him, who are arguing with Rabbi Natam, the Balamor, the Rosh, who all seem to prohibit Achzara, Tosfos, because of Shem Yechate B'Gechol. Okay? Fine. We had mentioned that the Easter of Achzara applies even if it's Mistamek Virala. And the Ran says so. And we thought the Ran is certainly true L'shitaso of Nirekim Avashel. You're not cooking. It's already Mavushel. So it's just Nirekim Avashel. From the perspective of Nirekim Avashel, how is it going to help that it's Mitztamek V'Ralo should be completely irrelevant? And in fact, it is, according to the Ran, the real Ran's opinion, in his Perish on the Rif. The pseudo-Ran, as we called him, however, was coming from the perspective of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, and then he said a possible, although not at all necessary, conclusion of that is that once you reach Mitztamek V'Ralo, much less of a chance of Shem Yechata B'Gachol is going to ruin the food. So therefore, he was matir mitztamek v'ralo b'chazara. Okay, that's a minority view which we don't accept lehaloch. We spoke here about Hachzara on Erev Shabbos. The whole, the first Tosfos here, actually it's the last Tosfos on Amud Aleph Beis, the first Amud, discusses that at some length is the possibility of Isra Hachzara on Erev Shabbos. The Ran that it's inconceivable such an issue should exist according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel in the first parak says that malach could be done until the last minute, im hashemesh. So it's inconceivable to aser it on Friday. However, Tosfos does aser it on Friday, and so does the Rush. We thought that Tosfos and Rush, although they seem to be very similar, have slightly different approaches. The way I read the Tosfos is saying, don't do Hapzara on Erev Shabbos, because it's so close to Shabbos, it cannot reach, if it would have been cold, it wouldn't have reached the situation of heat in time for Shabbos, so we prohibit this. Why? Shema Yechata V'Gacholim B'Shabbos. I repeat, they prohibited Hapzara late Friday afternoon, Shema Yechata V'Gacholim on Shabbos. That's how I read the Tosfos. The Rosh says differently. The Rosh says, don't do Hapzara so close to Shabbos, Shema Yachzir B'Shabbos. And V'kula Chodek Zerihi, we discovered just last Thursday, we spoke about it at the Mishnah Brura, and Sivkot Ayin quotes the Rosh and not Tosfos. That was relevant to a particular Ramah, the question that was raised, etc. Now, clearly, we would assume, if it's Nirek Mavashel, then we're not going to prohibit it on Erev Shabbos, Shem Yechata Begachol on the Shabbos. But we saw more than that. If it's Nirek Mavashel, apparently it's agreed by all that it would not be prohibited on Erev Shabbos, which raises a bit of a question. If the Rosh says that it's Asur on Erev Shabbos, Gzeri will do it on Shabbos, at first glance, we should argue that such a Gzeri could be imposed, whether the Isur on Shabbos is Shema Yechata Begacholim, or whether the Isur on Shabbos is Nirek Mavashel, should be immaterial. Just prohibit late afternoon on Friday, Gzeri will do the same exact thing on Shabbos. That was our question. And our answer was no. The words of the Rosh are critical. Kula chod gzeri. If it's a gzera, so then the Chazal, if they so desire, can make a gzera to extend even to Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon. However, had it been a violation of Nirek Mavashel, it would not be possible to extend this prohibition to Erev Shabbos, because we don't make such gzeras. We don't ask the malachas on Friday unless we do it on Shabbos. There are a lot of details over here, which I'm going to skip over for the moment. There's a Beis Yosef, there's a Bach, in terms of what exactly the Rosh meant in terms of some of the exact details. The Bach is much more what we'll call Balabatish, that you would only prohibit on Friday afternoon a situation which is similar to what would exist on Shabbos. And if it's dissimilar because it hasn't been cooked sufficiently, then it never makes it a gzeira. Again, we can't chazer everything, but this was just chazer the basics. The Bach and the Beis Yosef had a bit of a difference of opinion over here in terms of the nitty gritty. We thought the Bach's pshat was more correct. The Beis Yosef's pshat, aside from the other problems, ran afoul of a basic fact that the Rosh is of the view, and this goes back to our first chazer shir from last week, that once food reaches Kamacha ben Husoy, Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. Again, we're not going into the whole Beis Yosef, this seems to go against his interpretation. So therefore we prefer the interpretation of the Bach, again within the Shita of the Rosh. There are those who argue with the Rosh, the Hagos Maimini, for example, and they say that if it's Mevushal Kamacha ben Husoy, you may not be Magza Samach L'Shabbos against the Rosh. So they may hold the somewhat different interpretation. The question is how long? Will he likely to make a mistake? Not likely to make a mistake. Again, we can't go into every last detail. We'll never get out of here. So this is my introduction to today's Chazara Shir. We spoke about Shehiya. We spoke about Havzara. One Nafkamina might be by Havzara between Nirek Mavashel versus Shem Yechata if it is Mistamik Veralo. If it's Nirek Mavashel, it's certainly Osir. If it's Shem Yechata, maybe it's Mutah, the so-called Chidush Iran. And then Nafkamina presumably would be Erev Shabbos. If it's Nirek Mavashel, it should certainly be Mutah. And if it's Shem Yechata, you can go two ways. So again, in both of these cases, the Nafkamina was clear if Nirek Mavashel, namely, Mitztamah Barala was certainly Osir, Erev Shabbos is certainly Mutah. Killed Shemi Yechata. It can go either way in both of these shaylas. Shemi Yechata, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's also of Mistam Viralo. And Shemi Yechata, maybe it's also, maybe it's mutter, and Erev Shabbos. So it's not completely clear according to that of you. Okay, Rabosai, let's now turn our attention to the Gemara on Lamed Chesem at base. We're going straight from one to the other. The Gemara Lamed Chesem at base tells us about the eighth line, Lo Shano, the Mishnah, which says Chazara is permissible in a covered fire, is only when Sheodin Biyodo. Avli Nichon Agabe Karaka Osir. You put it on the ground, it's Osir. Why is it Osir? So Rashi has an expression, if you put it on the ground, the third narrow line, also the Hagzer, the Batli lo hatmon of the Esmo, Tavi kim matmen lechatchila. So we just take out the word matmen, because we saw it all Rishonim against Rashi, say hatmona has nothing to do with Shehiyah. We say Batla Shehiyah Rishonah, Fahavi we say kim meiniach lechatchila. We call it Hanocha. Others have different phrases, because this word Hanocha is not found in Shas. Shia and Chazara found the Shas. This word is not found. It means, in the case of Bat L'Shia Rishona, give it a name. Some call it Nesina Mechadosh. Some call it Hanocha L'Chatchila. Some call it Moshev L'Chatchila. Whatever name that's irrelevant. We're going to call it Hanocha for convenience sake. Now, why is this prohibited to put it back on a covered fire? What's the issue? So the Ran says Nirikam Avasha. Okay, I would say it's a Kavachomer. If Hachzara on an uncovered fire is prohibited because of Nirek and Mevashel and not Shem Yechata, how much more so if there's a covered fire, there's no Shem Yechata consideration? So presumably it would be prohibited because of Nirek and Mevashel. So says the Ran and so says the Rashba. That's fine. What would Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam is the one who said that Hachzara on an open fire is Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. What would he say in these cases that we call Batla Shehir Rishona, we call it Yisra Hanocha, what would he say? So if you take a look a little bit further in the Gemara here on the Lamed Chesem and Beis, just before the Mishnah, literally just before the Mishnah, Pina Mimechem Lamecha Mao Teku. What does that mean? Pshuto Kone the Rov Rishona, we saw it in the Ran 2 days, simple pshat, you took a Halacha Lameisa, you want to put water in the chalent, but your chalent is in a crock pot, which is over here, you can't move it, and the urn is over there, can't move that, everything's plugged into the, in a world of plugs, even in this building there are a few plugs, but in the kitchens there are more plugs, things are plugged in, you can't move this, you can't move that, how do you get the water to go from one to the other? The answer is you put it into a cup, and so it's pashav, it's patpinami mechem lemechem, and now you want to pour from the cup, either put the cup, in the classic case, you put the cup on a blech, and in today's world, you'll take the cup with water and put it into something which is on a blech, some kind of blech in your electrical device, whatever it may be. We're not going into the details of how it works. Is that mutter or us? So when discussing this, Tosfos over here, Dirmasel Pina, says as follows. Tosfos says that over here in our case, Shuba also mechem shucham lo osir de chatuye, avu mechem achas shukar osir de chatuye. So we're discussing over here if pina mechem lemechem cooled off a little bit, you want to put it back osir de chatuye. So it's clear as day. Rabbi Natam is a diehard osir de chatuye man. Everything is Shem Yechata, shehi hachzara hanocha. Everything is one big Shem Yechata. With increasing levels of severity. If it's Shehi, it's enough that it be cooked half. Rabbi Natan holds a Chananya. If it's Hachzara to put back, it has to be covered. And if it's put on the ground, even if it is covered, it's still a possibility of Shem Yechad. You'll uncover and you'll stoke the coals and then recover it if you want. So that's Rabbi Natan's Shehi. Yes?
Everyone who holds it as Nirkum of Ashal is to the exclusion of Hashem.
You want to say there could be both reasons. I think you're right. There is some Rishon, the Rashba particularly, who probably holds that in certain cases both reasons are true.
Okay.
Possibility. Now, Rabosai, the question is, does anybody part company with Rabbeinu Tam at the point of Hachzara and say, listen, Rabbeinu Tam, we're on your side when it comes to Hachzara. that Avzara is like Shehiyah. But when it comes to Hanachal Lechatchil on a covered surface, Ad Kadei Kacham in a town, you're worried about Shem Yechat on a covered surface, this we're not willing to accept. Are there any Rishonim who in fact say that? So we had two or three. We had the Balamor, who said at the beginning, all the Mishnahs all talking about Shem Yechata, when it came to Hanocha, he said it Nirikam of Ashur. We had the Rosh, that the Rosh in his Halachas talks about Shem Yechata, talking about Havzara, but in the Tosis the Rosh, he said when it comes to Hanocha, on a covered fire, it's a kind of a Nirikam of Ashur. We had the so-called Sudoran, who joined that club. And as a matter of fact, we wanted to suggest that this club is the club that we paskin like halacha lemaisa, that we paskin the hachzara is shemi. We Ashkenazim hachzara is shemi echad the begachol. The Ramah presumably holds that way because he wants to ask the hachzara even on erev Shabbos. So he has 2 days, but the fact that he even contemplates it, it seems to indicate that it's an isra of Shema Yechata Big Echolim. Nonetheless, when it comes to Hanacha, perhaps we would paskin that's a Nira Ke Mevash. Where does this come from? One of the places it comes from is Hanacha of the Erev Shabbos. Hanacha on a covered fire, Erev Shabbos. What is the din in such a case? What's the din? Again, it's a long discussion, Rabbi Osei, in Hagos Mordechai. Very long discussion about this issue. Is there a prohibition of putting, assuming that it's a prohibition of putting something on an open fire just before Shabbos? What about on a covered fire just before Shabbos? A long discussion. And the lumdus would be, in our view, if it's a prohibition of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, yes, it's possible. If it's a Nira Kemavashel, no, it's impossible. So again, there seems to be a steer in the rush, here and there, Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, going to a whole discussion now is beyond our ability, our time constraints. But there is a clear psak, Rabbi Osaya. You should open up the Mishnah Berurah here for the first time. There's a lot to see in Mishnah Berurah, we can't go over the whole thing. But just to see one thing, it's in Rashi on Gimel. Siv Katan, Ayin Beis. Here there are more, was quoting the opinion, which is strict, if it's so close to Shabbos that if it were cold it wouldn't be heated up on time, we should prohibit Achzara on an open fire. So the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Beis, that means it has to be covered. But if it's a covered fire and it was put on the floor, and after Lahavz, the details of Lahavz and Beis, Lo Be'inan Bezeh, we do not require. Who says so? Tosus Shabbos, Vagro B'Shem Harosh. Okay, to me this is very, very pivotal. I mean, this is only true if you assume that the reason for Anoch al Gabekira Grufaktuma is Nirika Mavasha. That you cannot ask her on Friday. Had it been a violation of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, it would make sense to ask her it, as Agos Mordechai in fact had suggested. So this is what I'm suggesting over here, Rabosai. This. What did the Mishnah Berurah himself say? Rabbi Mishnah Berurah, well, what is the reason for Hachzara? What is it? What is the reason? So, the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, turn back 2 pages, the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin says, what's the reason why it's prohibited to do Hachzara in an open fire? The Merzik and Mevashel, Imeinu Grufa. Footnote Lamed Zayin, this comes from Rashi and Iran, Sefer Yosha Ben Atam says, no, what are you afraid? You took it away from the fire, Pavel Shemit Tzanen is Ksas, V'chashinen Shem Yechata V'chazarosa. Okay, so it's unclear who's right. It's strange. Here he has relegated the Rabbi Natan to a footnote. And in Shin Yud Ches, he has both reasons in the Mishnah Berurah himself. This is in Sifkot and Tzadi Ches. I just want to look it up. He says there's a problem. Explain the Ramo. What's the problem? Either Nirek of Avashel and Asa Lechatuye. He has both, one from Rashi from the Ran, and the second from the Rosh. And the question is, why did he mention both on top here, and he mentioned only one on top earlier? My answer was, before he's going to the Mechaber, And the Mechaber, following the Rashba and the Ran, as he does explicitly quoting the Rashba, it said that Hachzara is also because of Nira Ki Mevashel. And therefore, it's only a footnote, the Shem Yichata. But in explaining the Ramah, he mentions both reasons on top. Fakir, the Ramah, the Pashup Shah and the Ramah is Shem Yichata Begacholim. Of course, there could be an additional violation in certain instances of Nira Ki Mevashel. So you have both. So that's why he presents them both on top in the Ramah, I'm suggesting. And it's in a footnote only according to the Mechaber. It's my suggestion to explain that there's no inconsistency in the placement of these halachas according to the Baal Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps. This leads us to our next topic, which is asking a goy to do these things. A goy. If you look in the Ramah in Sifhei, Reish Nun Gimel Sifhei, he writes here on the bottom of page 46 of the Mishnah Berurah, you can't do it yourself, cannot ask a guy to do it. The Bir Halacha, as it goes over to the next page, says, cannot ask a guy to do these things. And then he says, well, if something which is dry, perhaps if you someone tells a guy to put it back, ain't goarin bo. We shouldn't scold him. The question is, should we scold him? Shouldn't we scold him? What's the issue of scolding such a person? And the Pashup Pshat in Ramah is that you cannot ask a guy to do the Hachzara. And we do not apply the principle that the halacha does quote over here in the name of certain poskim that would be somewhat lenient. Why? Shvus to shvus to tzorach Shabbos shor lechatchila. It's a quotation of the Prima Gadim. Based upon the Mogen Avraham. And generally speaking, we assume that we should not rely upon this, but some actually do. And the question is, why not? We do accept the rule of Shvus to Shvus Mitzvah. So we explained, Rabbi Osai, that Shvus to Shvus Mitzvah only works if there's an intrinsic prohibition, which has been, if I may use the expression, lowered twice over. One, it's knocked down to a Rabbanim. Two, it's done through a goy. That's okay. There's a gzera that don't do A lest you do B. The fear is that the goy will do A and you'll do B. We gave a mushel of playing an instrument at a Shabbos Shavuot, which we don't have these days. Why not? Shavuot to Shavuot of the tremendous mitzvah of Simchas Chas of the Kalam. So the answer we suggested was that I'll play the instrument, the goy will play the instrument, but if it breaks, I'll fix it. So it's the same thing over here. If the girl would put the food on the fire, and I'll stoke the coals. So much so that the Chazon Ish, his famous formulation, said, we've seen it many times, that it's not an Isra of Maisa Achzara, it's an Isra of Matzav, and it's of no consequence how the pot got there. Whether a Jew put it there, or a goy put it there, or a monkey put it there, doesn't make a difference. You have to remove it. This is a Chiddush of the Baal Chazon Ish. And therefore, it's really a serious problem over here. We really should not be relying on a goy to do Hachzara on Shabbos, even though there's some who allow it, since we follow Ashkenazim, the Ramah, Shem Yichat, so the Heter really shouldn't work. However, I told you that certain caterers are doing it. They have goyim putting food on a blech. And in order to be Malamet Zchus on these caterers, I will give the following. People sometimes do it in their own homes. Do it through a guy. I give the following rationale, which is that although Hafzara is Shem Yichata Begacholim, we just tried to prove before that Apsak Halacha is split. Hafzara is Shem Yichata Begacholim, but Hanocha on the covered fire is Nirekim Avashim. We're not afraid. He's going to uncover the fire in Mechata Begacholim. it's only a nirukum of Ashel, then the application of the principle of shvus to shvus b'makom tzorach Shabbos makes much more sense. Again, I'm not advocating this policy of the chatchila. We're not supposed to rely upon shvus to shvus, generally speaking. But in a pinch, perhaps we can be makel on the case of shvus to shvus behanacha, even if we would be willing to answer it when it comes to hachzara. The Bialacha doesn't seem to make this distinction, but that's what we thought based on our earlier discussions. Okay? So this comes to our next topic. I know we're going a little bit fast, but try to cover as much ground as we possibly can. The next topic is a Ran, a quote to Rashba, but to save time, well, since our Shulchan Aruch are open, we'll read it from Sif Hei in the Mechaber. Mutter lo says al pikidera schamen b'shabes tavosh and ispashel merav Shabbos kol tzorko kon panadish v'chayotzeveh l'chamamon v'she'ein derech bishul b'kach. Okay? So it's mutter because ein derech bishul b'kach, because it's a what we call in our language a kedera gabi kedera. This is taken straight from the Ran, of course, in the name of the Rashba, and duly quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber in Sif Hei. The problem is that this contradicts yet another Mechaber on the previous page in Siv Gimel, which is quoted in the name of the Hagos Mordechai. We'll read it together. Hamashkin b'avokev v'roh shekdicha tavshilo v'yorei penyakdiach yosef. Your children start to burn out. The water's almost gone. If you wait longer, it's going to become even worse. Yochol lahasil laniach kedera yoshana reikonis al pi akira. You can take a pan and put it on top of the fire. V'yaz yosim akedera shatav shel besocho agave kedera reikonis. You can do chazara. What we would say is that the pan is simply serving as a blech. What we call it something ketuma. That's what I would have said. But then the Mechaber is a critical line. Don't put it on the ground. Once you put it on the ground, you can no longer put it back on this pan. The obvious question is, wait a minute. But in Siv Gimel, he said, Mutter loses al pi kedera eschamim. What does it mean, loses? What does loses mean? What we call, presumably, nesina lechatchila. Let's say lahachzir, nesina lechatchila. So the question becomes, why is that so? Why is that so? The Ramah himself, in explaining the Mechaber, says that there is a certain prohibition which follows in cases of al gabe mecham, it's betatzmona, and it's also nicha al gabe kira filigruf ktuma, that would be prohibited, but hanacha al gabe kdera is presumably permissible. Permissible. So again, hanacha al gabi kiruk tumah is prohibited, as the Rambam said. But over here, al gabi kedera, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Sukkotan, pei zayin, that's because of nirukim of Ashel. But hanacha ein derech bishul b'kach ad hefsek kedera ve nirukim of Ashel. So we have to understand, Rabosai, wait a minute, what happened in Siv Gimel? It was also a kedera. We called it a kedera yeshana. He was talking about a kedera. So what do you make up your mind? Is a hefsek kedera obviating the issur of hanacha or not? In Siv Hei it says it does, and in Siv Gimel it says it doesn't. This is the kash. So there are a number of answers to this kash. One that the Halacha quotes and rejects, it's in the Dogel Merivava. You can look inside the Halacha V'Yizahir in Siv Gimel, because the Dogel Merivava, the holy note of Yehuda. What does he say? It depends what the food is. He says the Mechaber himself is relying on the Ran Svara, not the Rashba, the Ran's own Svara, the came and named Panadish. That's some kind of a kugel, presumably. Darko lefoso al gabe kira yesh lahokel bazeh ayin sham. So over here in Sif Gimel we're talking about a food that's normally prepared in this fire. So therefore, it's still going to be nirukim of Ashel if you put it down on the ground and return it. Therefore, it may not be done. However, in Sif Hei, talking about a kugel, panadish, which is normally not cooked in this area, and therefore, if you put it on the ground, it's still no problem. There's no issur of hanacha if that particular food is normally not prepared on such a surface. Adkan, the dogel merivava. But Halacha doesn't like it because the Beis Yosef rejects the Dogal Meravav, and we're starting to pshat in the Mechaber. All right. See, he quotes it. Prima Gadam gave an answer, but Tuv Tam, an editorial endorsement from Yisrael Meir HaKohen Bal Chavos Chaim. That doesn't happen all the time. What a beautiful endorsement. But Tuv Tam, we wish our sponsors would get endorsements from Gedolim. But the Prima Gadam got an endorsement. But Tuv Tam, what's that? It depends if it's a full pot or an empty pan. A full pot is considered to be Ein Alash, and therefore it's okay to put from the fridge dry food, presumably, there, according to some mekilim. At the very least, if it's hot, dry food, and which is put on the floor, you can put it back. That's the actual case I'm describing. However, in a case where the pan is empty, it's empty, that's just a blech, a glorified blech, a crooked blech, that would not be sufficient to be matir hanocha, only to be matir hafzara. So writes the Prima Gadim, and the Bialach gets all excited. He thinks this is Betuv Tam. We have a major problem, Rav Osai, a major problem with Simon Reish Nun Ches. Was that Mr. Brook in turn? Yes, sir.
Simon Hay, he said that the whole reason why it's mutter over here is
that
Ein Ozeret special. That's correct.
Excellent question. All you saw, we've said from the first day of the year, Ein Oderech is only a tour, it's not a heter. And yet we find here that the Ran is being made. Ein Oderech is only a tour when it comes to one of the Lama Tes Belochs. He was discussing this new Gzera of Hanocha Gabi Oesh, and when it comes to that, it's not Derech, it's not considered. Again, if you ask me, it's not considered Gabi Yoish. That's a formulation which is found over here in the Bir Halacha, where he says, Lo nechshav klal ka'omer al Gabi Akira. And that's why it's permissible. That's a mitain derech mishnah. It's not considered Gabi Akira at all. We pointed out this formulation is not found in the Prima Gadam and cannot be found in the Prima Gadam. Why not? Because in Reish Nun Ches, Bialach was another Prima Gadam who says, based on his reading of the Milgad Avram, that if it's put on the fire from before Shabbos, we call it Kedera, Agabe Kedera, Yesh Ladin Shihui, that's the words of the Milgad Avram, and the Prima Gadam explained those words to mean, the what? It has to be Macha Ben Busoi, going to Hananya. So wait a minute. If it's Ein Agabe Eish Klal, that can't be. So we have an out-and-out contradiction within the Prima Gadam. Which is better and which is worse? Here in Reish Nun Gimel, he's saying, Kedera Agabe Kedera is better, even Hanochas Mutter. Kedera on top of an empty Kedera Reikonis, it's worse. You cannot put something on Shabbos if it had been on the ground before. Fine. Reish Nun Ches says exactly the reverse. It says over here, if it's not yet half cooked, then you have a problem. You have a problem of shehiya, even if it's what's called kedera gabe kedera. Whereas we know very well from Simon Reish Nun Gimel that the psak halach and Shulchan Aruch is that if it's on a blech from before Shabbos, it's mutter, even if it's less than machal ben dusoy. So the question becomes: is it out now? It's here. Which is better? Is the we call the Kedera Gabe Kedera better, as is indicated in Reish Nun Gimel, or is the standard Blech better, as is indicated in Reish Nun Ches? This is a question that bothered me terribly. I mentioned I found in the beautiful Nusha of Anarach here these ones, the Hadras Kodesh. He quotes his Kasha. The bookmark, I think, is still there. Yes, still there. It's page Lamed Test, what they call Yalkut Nefershim. Look at the Gan Rove. Herech L'Akshon Neprim Meganim, Sol Ser Atzmo. Lehepech, mamish. What extreme? Mamish lehepech. Terrible. Lehepech. So he says it all depends. Are we talking about on Friday? We're talking about on Shabbos. On Friday. But what about Shem Yichad beGacholim? So we can be makel if it's a blech there. Blech is a heck. Blech is not there six days of the week. We cannot be makel at the Prima Gadim if it's a pot full of food on the fire. A pot full of food. There's always pots full of food. It doesn't prove anything. There are always 6-7 days a week the pots full of food.
Then you put another pot on top.
Oh, slow. Slow. You're making a good point. However, in the Siman Reish Nun Gimel, when we're talking about on Shabbos, from the perspective of Nirek and Mevashel, so Nirek and Mevashel only applies to direct heat. That's the Prima Gunim's Chiddush. That if it is fire and it's heating up the food, but the fire eats up the water and the water eats up the food, or the cholent or the soup or the whatever's in the bottom pot, then it's not considered to be a Nirek and Mevashel. Just to repeat briefly, the Gan Rava's answer, which I was Mechamet to Baruch Shukivanti, is that in Reish Nun Gimel we're discussing on Shabbos, so a kedera mekder is better, not considered nirek mevashel. Why? It's not the heat itself, which is not the fire itself, which is heating it. It's just the heat coming up from the water, the soup, etc., etc. So that's less nirek mevashel. Okay. And when it comes to shemi yichata begachol and fakert, there a blech is a better hacker. Blech is never put on the fire, as opposed to a pot full, which is always on the fire. This is how we have to say to explain the opinion of the pre-Megodim. Is the pre-Megodim correct? Not necessarily so. We saw a Mogan Avraham, which seems to indicate the reverse. And Sarah said before, what do you mean? What do you mean, Shem Yechata Begacholim, because pots, full pots are always found on fires? Yeah, with a cherry on top? I mean, with a kugel on top? What does this mean? I have a full pot in the fire, but there's nothing on top of it. I've seen plenty full pots in my day, but nothing's on top. That seems to be shot in the Mogan Avraham himself. Although the Mogan Avraham, I believe, is also not quoting precisely, but that's of no consequence. He said it. Take a look at the Reish Nun Gimel, Sivkotan Lamed Gimel in the Mogan Avraham. Those of you who have your Shulchan Aruch or your booklet can look it up. On this case of Panadish and Sifhei, there's no bishul, okay. Umishum chitu inami lek lemigzer shein derech bishul bekach vishak derem avsekes magen mishnah chav beizal. No one's been able to find that to be there. It's not there. Let's not look. It wasn't there. The Magen Mishnah never addressed the issue of Shem Yechat, and he's the Talmud of the Rashba. And the Rashba holds Nirek and Mevashel. So there's no Nirek and Mevashel derech abekadere. The Magen Avraham took it a step further and said there's no Shem Yichad Begachon Kedera Gabi Kedera. He said it. No, you can't argue with these. He's the Godel Ador. He said it. This is what you suggested, that there should be no Shem Yichad either. But it's a big problem now. If he said it, what are you going to do with Reish Nun Ches? Rabosai. Those out of Mogan Avraham should turn to Reish Nun Ches. There he made those. He wrote those immortal words of Kishihui. Those who have it. It's in the Mogan Avraham Reish Nun Ches Aleph Kedei Rechama V'makedei Ro Atachton Omedes Al Gabi Reish Yesh Ladin Shihui, which the Prima Godam understood to mean Yesh Ladin Shihui means it has to be what? It has to be a Mevushal. But how can it be? The Mogan Avraham said if it's on a full pot, there's no Shem Yichad Begacholim. So I believe the correct answer is that Prima Godim misread the Mogan Avraham. And when he said, didn't she, all he meant to say was in contrast with what the Shulchan Aruch says, Ketomein B'davar Moshe Fevel. All he meant to say is no Din of Hatmonim. If you look at the Machta Shekel, it conveys that impression. That's all he meant to say. Nothing more than that. And therefore, he would say there is no problem of Shem Yechad Begacholim, even if it's less than Machab Ben Dusoy. He said, she didn't mean it to be Machab, he just said it's not considered Hatmana. Ad kan my pshat in the Mogan Avraham, which will come out against the Prima Godim. The facts were against the Prima Godim, and the reasons against the Prima Godim. Prima Godim said his fact, he interpreted the word Shiu, that's also on top of a full pot of fire, presumably because of Shem Yechata. But the Mogan Avraham himself in Lamed Gimel says no Shem Yechata. So you have to reinterpret the words over here in Reish Nun Ches and say Shiu just means it's not Atmara. That's all.
But there would be, in fact, no iser of less than the Machal Ben Rusoi, because the full pot, like the empty one, would be a sufficient heker, and to eliminate the possibility of Shema Yechate Big Echolim. That's what I think. So I believe it's a very, very nice pshat, and the Prima Gadda, with all the lumbas that we gave it in, I was suggesting that halacha lemaisa, Baruch Hashem. Because until that point, until I saw this Magad Avraham, I wanted to suggest that although the Mechaber is Matir, Kedera, Gabi Kedera, we Ashkenazim shouldn't rely upon that head. After all, if you look in Shin Yud Zayin, excuse me, Shin Yud Ches, Zayin and Ches, 2 days, and the Dark Emotions seem to be Machmer a little bit, like that denied the heter of Kedera Gabi Kedera. So there is certainly grounds to accept a stricter opinion. And I thought that if the Prima Gadda was right, we have to do that. But upon reflection, looking at the original source of Magen Avraham, I believe that we can say that no, we can be lenient in Kedera Gabi Kedera. If you wanted to be strict and follow Prima Gadda, you'd have to use what we call, if my logic, Kedera, Agabe Blech. That the Blech would prevent the Shem Yechata, and the Kedera would prevent the Nerek HaMavash. That would emerge according to the Prima Gadda, the Fiyar Amor, that holds of Shem Yechata.
But only for your Shabbos and Avraham.
Right, according to the Mechaber. The one who said it's mutter is the Mechaber. The Ramah didn't like it much. Dark emotion, he didn't like it. Here he didn't argue. So if you go with Prima Gadim, we can argue that the Ramah is not comfortable with his head. And he shouldn't be. Because since there exists a Shem Yechat, as we've seen in Reish Nun Ches, we should worry about Shem Yechat and Achzor on Shabbos too. So that's the Ramah's reason. Why wasn't the Mechaber worried about that? No! As you mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, the Mechaber, once he reaches Levush called Tzoko, we're no longer worried about Shema Yechat and Bigacholim. He wasn't worried about it. That's what seemed to emerge according to the Prima Gadim. According to the Ramah, we should ask for it. But since we like the Mechaber and Ramah better, and the Ramah Lamed Gimel said there's no Shem Yechat on top of Kedera Gabi Kedera, you're not going to need a Kedera Gabi Kedera Gabi Blech. It's enough plain Kedera Gabi Kedera. Fine. However, having said that, we quoted Rabbi Shimon Eider, Zatzal, who said you cannot use a double boiler, though it seems to have all the makings of a Kedera Gabi Kedera. He said the reason is because you would normally cook that way. You can't say it's the Ein Derech Bishul Bekam. People do cook in a double boiler. They steam vegetables that way. Reason number one. Potential reason number two is that water in the double boiler is spilled into the sink. No one drinks that water. So perhaps we can understand pshat in the head of the Kedera Gabi Kedera that it's kind of a secondary item, that which is on the very top. And we're not going to say Nirek HaMavash about a secondary item. It's a primary item, because the water at the bottom is going into the sewer ultimately, then perhaps it would be prohibited. Yes?
Shouldn't that make it better if there's water in the, if you're not using the water, since it's really next to, that and really next to combustion, because you know the second that the water that's going to be thrown out is automatic. Like, you know that you're not cooking for its own consumption anyway, so then...
No. The water was put there before Shabbos. But the question is, what is done with that water? If that water is consumed, what we call now the new thing called a pella plata, well, that's an urn. So if someone walks in, well, what's up? What's on the fire? What's on? Water. It's my urn. On top, I see a little piece of, what is that thing? That little, whoa, whoo, put on my glasses. What's that thing on top? It looks a little bit of a blip, a bump. Oh, yeah, that's my kugel. Oh, but everyone understands, what's cooking? It's cooking is the water. That's your urn. But if you have a double boiler, where what's cooking? The kugel, because the water in the bottom is going to go into the garbage at the end of the day.
They would be less of a mess in Kavasho, because if the water's not going to be used anyway, the only thing that people think are going to be cooking is with agave.
That's Mexican Kavasho. You're cooking the kugel. Looks like you're cooking the kugel. Yes, sir.
And it doesn't matter that everybody knows that you only have a bottle.
My spoil sport here. I wanted to give a cooler. John doesn't want to take it away from him. I never liked the Kedera Blech or Unblech too much for this reason. The Rambam should like a steam table. And why not? There is water which intervenes, which sends up steam. So I understood Shan Rambam Shalom, I think it's what we suggested earlier. That since that water goes into the garbage at the end, you can still have Mirzik and Mevashel with the food that's heating up on top of it. And when the Pella Plata came out, they said, oh, this is Gavaldic. This is a real honest to goodness urn. John said, it's not an honest, it's a fake urn. You're only using it for halachic reasons. We want to ask her to. Feel free. But I'll tell you why I think it's mutter for anyway. I'll give you a better reason why it's mutter. You know why? Tell me. Two words. Two words why it's mutter. Even according to you, it should still be mutter. Two words. Two words in English. I was thinking in English at this point. What?
It's a half plate. Just a water filled half plate.
So what do you want to say? That was, what are the really critical two words?
If a half plate is mutter.
But what are the two critical words? Say it. You're saying you're on the right track. It's non-adjustable. If it's not adjustable, there cannot be any Shem Yichad HaBekachol. There's nothing to be Mechad. So it'll be Mutter anyway. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So from the perspective of Shem Yichad, it's going to be Mutter. And as far as the Nirei Kumav Ashel is concerned, I'm hopefully willing to say it's not Nirei Kumav Ashel, because the bottom line is you're using it as an urn. And even though, all the ants say use it as an urn because the rabbis allow you to do it on Shabbos, but so what? You're using it as an urn. I understand what you're saying, but I still think that we can be a right to be matir the Pella Plata. Those who were matir already, the Kedera Blech, great Gedolim. I wasn't happy with it because I wasn't sure about this Nakuda. But again, the question is, Rav Moshe, who asked at the steam table, what would he say about the Pella Plata? If Rav Moshe would come back, Trias HaMeisim, what would he say about the Pella Plata? I'd like to say it's mutter, but you gave me a little bit of pause. But let's hope he would say it's mutter. Yes.
Can you repeat why
one
of the
Ramah
would be asking the
Agar there? Oh yeah, I thought according to Prima Gadim, the Ramah should ask the Kedera Agar B'Kedera. Why? Shema Yechad B'Gachol. Where do you see that? Prima Gadim said it in Reish and Ches. But in Erev Shabbos, you can't put your kugel on a Kedera Agar B'Kedera. Shema Yechad B'Gachol.
We were saying this because Ramah holds that by Hanachal is both.
Right, Ramah is worried about Shem Yichata and about Nirei Kumav Ashel, whereas the Ran is only worried about Nirei Kumav Ashel.
So if you only hold of one of the two, maybe next Kumav Ashel, then it'll be okay. If you only hold of
that's the Mechaber says exactly. That's exactly the Mechaber, and I wanted to defend the Ramah's silence. The quantum prima garden by saying he relied upon the other day in Shinyut Ches Zayin and Ches, and when he wrote a Dark Emotion, I was unhappy on two grounds. One, he should have said something here, and two, I want to make source for Klal Yisrael. Kedera Blecha has accepted cool. So I like the Bagan of Ram better, that the who says that the Kedera Gabi Kedera not only knocks off Nerek and Bavashel, but also knocks off Shem Yechat, even though his citation of the Magan Mishnah I don't think is there. So what? We can view the Bagan of Ram as a primary source. Fine. So that's Chazer Rabosai. We had this major problem, a steer in Reish and Gimel, between Gimel and Hay. We had the Dogel Merbava's answer based on the Ran, that Panadish is not normally cooked on the Kedera. That's why it's Mutter, as opposed to Siv Gimel referring to a food which is normally cooked there. That's the Ran's terrors. We had the Primogodim's Teretz. Again, that's the Dogma based upon the Ran. Primogodim's Teretz, that depends if a lower container is full or empty. Fine. And there's the third Teretz. And the third Teretz, Rabosai, is found in the Machzis HaShekel, a super commentary on the Magen Avraham. That can be found over here, page Ayin Gimel. It's in the print that we have in the regular Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Gimel. He says like this. He makes reference to a Magen Avraham Shin Yud Ches Sifkat Chav Vav. It's towards the end of the first column in our print. What did he say? Davka Dava Yovesh She'ein Bo Morok. Long as the word Bo. Four lines up. She'ein Bo Morok Muta Kagavna Afilu Lechatchila. Avalo B'Dava She'esh Bo Morok. Afilu Hucham. So it's Asi Shaper. Siv Gimel is talking about Morok. It's chilled, which you're afraid is gonna get burned up. So meanwhile, you see there's certainly some liquid there to prevent it from burning up. But Siv Hay is talking about Panadish, which is a kugel, which is completely dry. What a brilliant answer that the Machzis HaShekel suggests to reconcile the steer between Gimel and Hay. It's based upon the Magen Avraham's statement to reconcile a mini steer between Shinyan Ches, Zayin and Ches. In one place he quotes two days, Kedera Gabi Kedera. In one place he said it's Mutter. So make up your mind. What inconsistency. So the defense of Shulchan Aruch, he says, if it's dry, it's Mutter. If it's wet, it's 2 days. Even if the liquid food is in fact hot. Ad Kan, the Magen Avraham's explanation of that inconsistency between Shin Yud Ches, Zayin and Ches. So the Machat HaShekel runs with it. That will also explain the inconsistency between Gimel and Hay. Gimel is a liquid and Hay is a solid. Beautiful, beautiful answer. On this basis, the Bavadja comes along and says, you can take presumably food. I'm not sure how far Bavadja goes with this, frankly. You can take food from the ground. Let's say, I'm not sure if he used the word fridge directly. I don't remember anymore. You can take food from the, I think he said fridge too, dry food, and put it on the blech. Why so? Because the blech is the heter of sipeh. What do you mean? Sure, if it's dry, it's the heter of sipeh. Sipeh seems to be hanachal lechatchila. It has to be warm? No, it only has to be warm because of bishul considerations. So therefore, it would come out, you take food from the fridge and put on a blech, no problem, based upon the Machlis HaShekel's version of the Mechaber. What a kula nifla. Kula nifla. In Yalkut Yosef, he asked the question, Gevald, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, in the case of Ketuma, you may not do so. You may not do such a thing. So Rabbi Avadi answers, Ketuma, well, once in a while it was used to cook. So therefore there could still be some level of Nirukim Mevashel. However, in the case of our blech is better than the old-fashioned ketubah. It's a more distinct and significant covering, like a kedera reikonis. And kedera reikonis, the only reason why gimel requires hamzor, I don't know, because it has liquid in it. Had it had salt in it, we're the same as kedera gabe kedera. He rejects the prima godim's distinction. Rejects the abdol distinction. Gives the machs hasharon distinction. Bottom line. Three of the greatest gedolim give three distinctions between gimel and hay. Just give them my name. Dogel merivava, depends on the food. Is it normally prepared there or not? Prima godim, depends what's in the bottom pot. Is it full or empty? Machat shekel, depends on the food. Is it solid or liquid? Okay, both sides. These three gedolim olam gave three different answers to the distinction, the steer between sif gimel and sif hay. Ashkenazim would do well not to rely upon a bavadja. Because the Magen Avraham himself, said that this distinction with the defender Mechaber is not so good, and he wants to be makel even when it comes to hot liquid foods. So therefore, we don't accept the distinction which he himself suggested according to the Mechaber. And therefore, for us, we have to better follow the Prima Godim. Seems to be the tuv tam of the Bir Halacha. And for this reason, we should not be putting food on a blech or even an empty pan. Has to be filled with food. That's what we had suggested. Yes, there's a view of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, according to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that two blechs are better than one. Pasuk Tov Mashnayim Menachem. My Rebbe thought this is not true. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman made his deal. If you remember what Shmir Shabbos said, based on the lashon of the Bir Halacha. In Reish Nun Gimel, and explaining why Siv Gimel was more strict than Siv Hey. The lashon over here was, look, you have a case of an empty pan, Kedera Reikonis, V'omedes, this is 4 lines from the bottom of the Be'alocha, page Chav Gimel, V'omedes Rak Listom Eschom Akira. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that for the second blech, that I'm doing it for halachic reasons. So therefore it should work. This is his major chiddush. And, it's a major chiddush. What can I tell you? My Rebbe wouldn't be happy with this chiddush. Fine. Rabbosai, we are now ready to turn our attention to smicha. So we're not going for smicha in this room. So let's discuss smicha. Ma'olismoch. Can you put the pot near the kira? You look at Tosus, enough for Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Tosus says that smicha has a specific definition. The last Tosus Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Umasik the shori lismo. Umikomakom and lilmo mikan lismo etel aish. The shani ocha the dofne kira mafsigin benol v'laish. There's a wall between. There's a wall. A wall between. That's a very important yisod. There's a wall there. Without a wall, it wouldn't work. The Hagos Mordechai is Mekel, even without a wall. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear when it comes to Smicha, do you need a wall or don't you need a wall? The Mogan Avraham is Machlo, like Tos, you do need a wall, like Tos against Hagos Mordechai. Fine. Now, Rabosai, what do you mean Maul Lismoch? It's found in the very beginning of the wide lines of Lamed Zayin, Amad Al. Yibol Maul Lismoch. What do you mean? Says Tos, what do you mean Maul Lismoch? Be'ena grufa kaboy. What does that mean? May you put something there near the fire, which you could not put on the fire. Why can't you put it on the fire? Because it's eino goruf. Let me go into the details. Imas nisan lahashos tanan kaboy lahashos lahaksin. Feel lahaksin tanan v'shar lishos afil tocha v'gabo. Boy, lahachzar, or ulahashos hecha sheinu mevushel kamacha ben drusoy. So this gemara according to us proves nothing about which way you paskin. Could go according to Chanan, you go according to the Rabbanan. No problem, no problem whatsoever. No problem. The problem is that the Rif quotes this gemara as evidence we paskin against Chananya. The Balamar ridicules it. What are you talking about? The same as the shal according to the Rabbanan. To be a shal according to Chananya, exactly what Tosa said. Exactly. You don't quite get what the Rif is talking about. It's a pellet. So the Ran is a technical answer. Because the Gemara says as follows. Bo, about this smoke bo. Tocha vigaba osur. Avalismok bo shapadami. What do you mean? Tocha osur. Tocha, Rabbi Osai, is osur. Why is it osur? Because we're talking about a case of what we call Eino Goruf V'Kotum. This can only be true when it comes to Shehiyah. When it comes to Achzara, Tocha is also even Goruf V'Kotum. That's the Mord of Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, a little higher on this very same page, where the Gemara says clearly, Lo Shon, about the 12th line, Ela Al Gaba Vel Tocha Asur. So the Ran is a technical pshat. Or Sameach has a love to Shepshat. Or Sameach, it all depends on what the reason for Achzara is. If the reason for Achzara is Shem Yechad HaBigacholim, Smicha helps. It's off to the side, not Yechad HaBigacholim. If, however, it's Nirek and Bevasho, then Smicha shouldn't help. Things are cooking a little bit off to the side. It's only Smicha. It's not like Kenegat HaMadura far away. It's very close. It could be a Nirek Ki Bevasho. That being the case, Tos from the Balamor l'shitosa, that they hold Yisrael v'achzor to the Shem v'yachata b'gechol. So they say the Gemara Shadah could be by Hachzara, just as it could be with respect to Shehiyah. The Rif and Rav l'shitosa, Yisrael v'achzor was why Nira ki mevasho. Yisrael v'achzor is Nira ki mevasho. So Smicha won't accomplish anything. Still Nira ki mevasho. It's a lum de shavart in the Or Sameach. Does everyone agree? No. I found that the Rashba disagrees. Because the Rashba seems to say that Yisra Achzara is Nirek HaMavashel. Well, maybe both reasons, but he does mention Nirek HaMavashel we saw earlier. At the same time, he talks about Smicha with respect to Hachzara. Okay, so not everybody agrees to this point. So now we are ready to start a very critical question over here. Let's chazer again. Smicha by Shehiyah, Yipaskin is Mutter. Smicha by Hachzara, so there's a big dispute. According to Tosis and the Balamor, that's exactly the Gemara Shaila. Presumably we'd be Matarit, because we go to Kula. According to the Rif and the Rambam, no! That cannot be the Gemara Shaila. That's how the Rif knows that our Gemara is referring to Shehiyah, which brings the right to Rabbanan against Chananya. Okay? Fine. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Osai, at the very beginning of today's shiur, we spoke about three categories. Shehiya, Achzara, and Hanocha. What about smicha by Hanocha? That's the question. So in order to see this properly, turn to the Mogen Avraham, Sifkot and Hay. Very, very short Sifkot, but packs a wallop. It's page Samar Gimel in this standard print. Okay. Shulchan Aruch said, Fafilu eino grufa k'tuma mutter lismach lo k'deir b'samach utzala. Oh, the Heter of Smicha made it to the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. Says the Mogen Avraham, lismach lo mi ba'erev ve'en makzirin la'olam ela gabe kira grufa v'kol she'en makzirin la'olam en tzonch lo b'shabes. That's the Rambam. So you understand the Rambam said, there's no way, Jose, to be mater achzara be smicha. Forget about it. Says the Mogen Avraham, read with me together. Mashma the b'shabes also lismach ben grufa. The boy of the Gemara, we just learned, lo havi el erev Shabbos, Shia. Ein magad Mishnah, Rif. Avol esvara ashniya chananya, shari afilu b'Shabbos, kemo shekosav v'ramo, sof simen zeh. So here Rabbo said, the Mogad Avraham said, that the machlokas chananya the Rabbanon, with respect to Shia, is relevant to the question of on Shabbos with respect to smicha. According to the first opinion, called like Rabbanon, on Shabbos would be Asur, and according to the second opinion, like Kananya, on Shabbos would be Mutter. So says the Rif. But a tremendous fight broke out as to what does he mean on Shabbos. There are two things he can do on Shabbos. He can do Achzor on Shabbos, and he can do Ha Noch on Shabbos. So the Dogel Merivavo says, the Dogma Meravava says Pshad in this Mogen Avraham, Mashu de Bishabas also lismach ena grufa, Haino lismach chila Bishabas, Hanocha, Avalim somach merav Shabas muta lahagzir Bishabas for lismach, kidemuchach mishte kiro samasima sham begemara. Because the Mefurashi Gemara, let's take a look, Toshma, Rabosai, Toshma, but 15 lines down Lamazayin, Space kiro samasimos, Achas grufa k'tuma, Vachas ena grufa ena k'tuma, Mashin al gabi grufa k'tuma ben mashin al sheni grufa k'tuma umahein mashin da 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 ubeisilal omrim af machzirin. You see this achzor as possible in this kind of case of shtei kiros and masimos, which at the very least seems to be a problem of smicha, right? One is covered, one is uncovered, so the covered one is samuch to the uncovered one. But the Beferish Gemara does the Dogma Merivava of Beferish Gemara. Comes up Mickey Vegas and he's wrong. Ain't okay. The Mogen Avraham is different. Let's chazer again. So according to the Dogma Merivava, it's the Beferish Gemara that Smicha Bahachzara is Mutter. So when the Mogen Avraham said that the status of Smicha on Shabbos depends upon the first day versus the second day, he wasn't talking about Hachzara. That's the Beferish Gemara's Mutter. He's talking about Hanocha. And Hanukkah is also according to the first day, and Mutter according to the second day. So says the Dogma Merivah. Kivayin is wrong, and again he's off one step or both. Hanukkah for sure is Asr. That which depends upon the 2 days is Achzara. Achzara according to the first day is Asr, and according to the second day is Mutter. And according to the Rasamah makes perfect sense. What does the map say? That the quote of the Rif and the Rambam, the Easter of Achzara, which is the first day, is the Nirukim of Asher. So he said, Smicha won't work. However, according to the second day, Achzara is Shem Yechad to Begacholim, so Smicha would work. Oh, that's exactly the Machlokes of 2 days. So according to the first day, Achzara was going to be Asher, and according to this, because of why, Nirukim of Asher. According to the second day, which is the last Nirukim of Asher, Achzara, Smicha is going to be Mutter. Why? Because we say there's no Shem Yechad to Begacholim when it comes to Smicha. So says Rabbi Kiveger, and it fits nicely with the Shita of the Or Sameach. The details of the Sugya How would Rabbi Kivega get out of this problem? What do you do with this brisa? So I saw this. The Tila of David says that this brisa should be divided into two separate parts. The first five lines talk about Shtekira Samasivos. And then the next part of the brisa, starting from Umahein Mashin, is a new start. Nothing to do with Shtekira Samasivos. It's just a sort of a reformulation of the mission itself. Straight, not discussing smich anymore. Maybe it's a bit of a dochak, but that seems to be the opinion of some of Farshim, which would be perhaps how the Rebbe Kivega would get out of the problem of the Gemara that the Togel Meravava quoted. And it's interesting, later on, in the wide lines, where the Gemara says, Toshma, Shtei Kiras HaMasimos, they only quoted the first part of the Brisa. They never quoted the second part of the Brisa. So that may be a little bit of a possible way to make that shot a little bit better. Again, I can't go into all the textual details right now, but if you look in the Togel Meravava, and Rabbi Kivega, and the Bir Halacha, the Halacha talks about this at some length. There's a long Bir Halacha on this very point. He doesn't say anything really completely definitive, but you see the way he's leaning over here. It's found in where's Smicha? Give me a second, I want to show it to you. Let's look it up later. Here we go. It's Mutalismochla, Rabosai, on page 40. He quotes the Machlokas and the Dogal Miravava, Rabbi Kivega. And Rabbi Kivega says a question against Dogal Miravava. What do you mean? Bryce and Shtekiris and Masimus. You see Chlor in the Sefer. Mutabak Zara. And according to the Gemara's Havamina, that's included in Smicha. You see Smicha Bechazara's Mutter. And although the Gemara said later on, it's Shani, Hossam, the Cave, and the Madli Sholot Be'avira, the Gemara has to say that according to the opinion that holds that Smicha is prohibited, it's the fifth wide line, but the Maskana that seems to be rejected. He's clearly noted, doesn't say Beferish, to the Dogal Meravava. I mean, he totally takes sides, but he thinks that the Pasha Pshat should be okay. Obviously, according to what we said before from Tila David, this would not prove anything. And it's interesting, we'll see later on, the B'Alof is consistent later on in his analysis of this Gemara. Fine. Rabosa. Fine. Look later on in Bialach, he quotes himself over the Shtekiras HaMasimos. That's a Dir Masal Afal Pi on the next page. That's again Shtekiras HaMasimos. There are more quotes to the Din of Shtekiras HaMasimos, and he says it's Mutal Lishos. So if you look in the Bialach Afal Pi, he says, I Mishne Brura Shafilu B'Shabbos Mutter. V'yav Shebemogon Avram Kosav till the Svara Hashniya Shari Mashu till the Deir Rishon and Mefurish Delishos Tanan also the Hagzeh Bava Shabbos Tamu Amiyod the Behedja Yisa B'Gamara B'Sefer the Brice Azu the Ach Machzir and Ayin Sham Mefurish and Gamara Shpesh Teikiris and Masimus the Mogon Avram is against the Gamara. So that's the kash of the Bialach. He's consistent with what he said before. Rabbi Sai, we don't believe that Mogon Avram are against Gemaras. That's not part of our tradition. So why do you have to give an answer? The only answer that I know about is this Tila the David. So once said the Tila the David answered the Mogon Avram, this tips the balance back on the previous page in the Bialach. And you know what? Since Rabbi Kivega and the Dogon Avram are not an independent fight. You want to fight? Put them up? You can fight whatever you want. But if you're fighting Pshat within the Mogon Avram, then fight with Mogon Avram Simchot Nei. We have arrived from Mogon Avram Simchot Vav, and the only way out is that he has to host the Tila the David's answer, we said before, that this takes the sails out of the whole Mogon Avram of Bir Halacha combo. Because they what they're saying. But they, again, the argument is within Pshat Mogon Avram Hei. Comes the Bir Halacha says he likes Mogon Avram a little bit better. Then he says, "The Rav Vav, forget about it. Totally wrong. Against the Gemara. We don't believe it's against the Gemara. It has to be a terrace. So the terrace, I told you, the deal with David, the second part of the price is not going in the first part. You like it or not. seems to be only Teretz. Once you say that, then already the Dover of Ovah is really not in such great shape anymore. It's all right, it falls away. And the logic of Rabbi Kivega we like better because it fits with our Osameach. And therefore, again, I'm not taking, I can't, who am I? But it seems to me that Pshat Melon Avram is more likely the Pshat of the Rabbi Kivega. Now, what does he mean? Kemosha Kosta Ramah Sof Simen Zeh. What does that mean? What does that mean, Rabbi Osay? What do you mean, Sof Simen Zeh? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So Rabbi Osay, it's now time, high time, to let out the bomb. The bomb of the Yerushalmi is around in the student. What is that? But although the Gemara, the Lamed Chesem and Bey says, you put it on the ground, you're finished, you can't put it back again. Believe it or not, this Gemara is only referring to a case in which what? You took it off the fire on Friday and put it back on Shabbos. Then and only then. If you took it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos, these restrictions don't apply. That's a famous Ran's interpretation of the Yerushalmi. Others disagree with strongly that the Yerushalmi never said it, Bechule. This Ran, you know what? I'm going to tell you, even though the Reis Yosef didn't like it, and the Mechaber therefore omitted it, but the Ramah quotes it. Oh man, the Ramah says, well, that is how people have a leniency. Can't deny the fact. The Ramah does quote it. Here in Siv Beis, the Ramah quotes it. It can be found on page 44 in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh omrim de kol zeh, the Yisra of Avzara. If you put it on the floor, we call it Hanocha. And it was to rak shenatolim and akir mi bojo, v'chzirat shechashecha. Av lekocha misham shechashecha, afilu hinichol gabe kaka mutter, as long as the fire is covered. V'chein noagin lehokal betanurim shalonim shem din kira. Now this question again, the Nitzanein story, is that a Bishul problem or is it a Bittul Shira Shona problem? It's this whole tumult. Seems to be a steer in Magan Avraham on this very point. And the one answer may be that if it's Tocha, it's a Bittul Shira Shona problem. If it's Al-Gaba, it's not. If that's the case, you want to rely on Iran. There's a possibility of actually putting stuff on the blech, even though they spent the whole Friday night in the refrigerator, as long as they were on the blech when Shabbos came in. This is what the Rav, the Chron Levracha, used to be makel to rely upon upon a combination of the Ran Tzad and the Yerushalmi, and that the Nitzanein issue was only talking about liquids, not about solids. And even though there's a steer in Magen Avraham on this passion, maybe it didn't seem to be Al-Gab and Betocha. If that's the case, the Rav's head would only be Al-Gab and not Betocha. Someone told me it's not even Tocha. I don't understand that. For other reasons, for reasons which we'll discuss in a few minutes, in my view, the Rav never meant to be Matir Betocha in a standard oven. He never printed it. The Magen Avraham attributed that view to him, but we thought it was a misattribution. We'll come to that in a few moments. Anyway, this being the case, we can understand what's going on in this reference of the Magen Avraham to Ramah Sof Simen Zeh, the very, very end of the Simen, that the following is found. Literally, the last page, we're talking about putting pots near a Tanur Beis HaChorif. So the Ramah says, literally the last few lines of the whole long Simen, Usmicha Bekira Shenegrufa Ktuma Kedin Grufa Ktuma Ninesina Aleh. Okay. Ukvaris Borash and Nogul Lahokil Bechazara Beshabis Afilu Inicha Gabi Karka Vuadin Nismoch Litanish and Agora Fakotan. What is he saying over here? So, according to the Kivegra, the Gaval, the Gupshana goes as follows. The Chiddush of the Rishami is, Rabosai, that Hanocha equals Achzara. What does that mean? A Hanocha, when it was on the fire on Shabbos and take it off and put back, is called Havzar, even though it's put on the floor. That's the revolution of the Ran Yerushalmi, which the Ramah quotes back in Siv Beis. Oh, comes the Magen Avraham and says, you know what? There's other ramifications. The equation of our Hanocha with their Havzar. Not only that you can put it back on top of a blech, But also, a nafkamina for smicha. Because smicha is the same thing. Smicha b'hanocha is us and b'avzara is mutter. So our hanocha is treated like azara. Hey, fits like a charm, like a glove. I like Rabbi Kivega's charm. The dog of Rebaba has a different way, and I, for time consideration, I'm not going to be going through right now. As you can already hear from me, I'm more leaning to the Rabbi Kivega. Now the raya from that Sivkot and Vavid Mogan Avram, that seems to be a little bit better in that direction. Came nearly. Okay? Came nearly. Fine. Again, we have to cut a lot of things out. What about Rishonim? Do Rishonim discuss this issue of smicha b'hachzara and b'hanocha? Yes, they do. Take a look, just again, to save time, in the Mishnah Berurah Tesvav. Mishnah Berurah Tesvav is found, what's called over here, page 40. Mutal lismochla. Some say only smicha. Some say even chazara. Is mutal l'chul yama. Even l'chadchila yesh mekilit. Who said so? Chaf aleph. Beis meir. Dogel meravavo. Ochein v'chidushi oran machmir bazeh. The same chidushi oran that's quoted in the previous line, that's made by smicha with respect to hachzara, as with respect to hanocha. And according to what we said at the beginning of the year today, it's gewaldic with the osamea. The chidushi oran is part of that group, the centrists we call them. We like the pastelite. The balamor and the rush. Right? That hold that hanocha is also because of nirikam avashel. No shem yichad because the fire is covered. Havzara, an open fire, shem yichad the b'gacholim. So that's exactly what the Rana is saying over here. Smicha is only mutter b'havzara because there's no shem yichad. But it's aser b'hanocha because of nirikam avashel. So we just have one rishon who seems to make that distinction as a side of b'ferish in two consecutive sharatians, chav and chav aleph. Can't escape time. I'm going to leave out some of the other details of this lengthy discussion. Fine. Now Rabbi Osai has one more topic which we have to discuss. That is tocha. So we saw it before Shikamal Amazanim and Aleph that Hakzara the tocha is prohibited. Finished? It's awesome. And the question is why? Why is Hakzara the tocha awesome? Why? The Mishavur talks about it over here. In Sivkatan, Nun Ches, here in Siv Beis, where it says that Tocha is Aser. The Mishnah Berurah says straightforwardly, Tocha Aser, why? The Kevan Shumaman, the Tocha Kedarach Shemavashal Ba'atadir, Nire Kemavashal. Who said so? Rashban Ran. Rashban are the biggest Nire Kemavashal fans in history. Of course they're going to say that. What are we going to say? What are we? Who's we? We is the Rosh. We as a Balamor, we as a Pseudo-Ran, what are we going to say? We who say that Havzara is Shemi Yechat and Hanocha is Nirekam Avashel, why is Tocha Aser be Havzara? Why is it Aser? Even though it's Garva Kotter. Why? Is it a greater problem, is a bigger problem of Shemi Yechat or is it a bigger problem of Nirekam Avashel? Unclear. So I was Kemotze Shalom Rav. I found the answer. And you got it. The so-called Chidush Yaran. He's one of the men on the 18th. Right? That we think the end of the Duvon Tipaskan line. So if he says something, we have to listen. So yes, he says it's also because of Nirekam Avash. It's not the real Ran. It's the pseudo Ran. Since he says it's Nirekam Avash, we take it as such. There's some who disagree. It's a great Hashem Yechata, but I haven't found that anywhere in the Rishon. Fine. Fine. But as far as Shem Yechad Begacholim, there's no distinction between Tocha and Al Gaba. They're the same as far as Shem Yechad. I can't go into the details now, but the Ran said so according to the Balamor, it's part of the discussions. I can't just go into the intricacies right now. My Nafkamina, Rabbi Osai, a warming drawer. A warming drawer is Tocha. To first glance, it should be a serious problem. However, if the entire Chumrah of Tocha is only because of Nirekam Avashel, one could say it does not apply to a warming drawer because no one ever cooks in a warming drawer. Finished. I must tell you that we're going to still have problems of Shem Yechad the Begacholim, because our warming drawers are adjustable. And you have to make some kind of a covering. But the problem with the covering is it's not a good hacker, because the handle, you know, as soon as you open up the drawer, the handle is here, and then the pot is recessed further in. So you pull out the drawer, you can't get it out. That's a big problem. Maybe you can make some kind of tin foil which is going to come up and stay right in the arm when you open it up. And we had suggested the issue again briefly of Toch Petit. Toch Petit is a guy named Furish Shigamon, the Yud Chesim, and Bezmish Kwanta the Ramon. Allows us to put some plaster over something. It's such a big hassle to get rid of it. But by the time you do that, you're going to remind yourself not to do a chidu b'gacholim. For us, I thought to put many different pieces of tape on top of the knob. Not that it can just be pulled off in one shot easily. It's you know, like the equivalent of plaster. It's such a hassle to get rid of it. By the time you would already remind yourself not to do a chidu. It's true, the Chazon Ish said that Toch Petit is found in Shas only on Friday, not on Shabbos. That's true. It always bothered me, gave me pause. You say yes, no. So it should be a heter. But I found in my Shus Yitzchak said, I was so happy to hear it. He's the Rebbe of the Chazanish and only Machmir in Hanocha on Shabbos. Not in Hanzara on Shabbos. And the logic is beautiful. Again, the same yourself. Because Hanzara is Shema Yechate, and Hanocha is Nerikim Mavashel. So Toch Petit is not going to solve the Nerikim Mavashel problem, but it may solve a Shema Yechate problem. So since we're saying over here that the warming drawer, there is no Nerikim Mavashel, so perhaps even the Chaznish should be Moda that to put things in the warming drawer should be permissible. Again, no Nerikim Mavashel, they don't cook there, and no Shema Yechate, because Toch Petit eliminates Shema Yechate even on Shabbos. Only Hanocha would be prohibited. That's how the Shavuos Yitzchak interpreted the Chaznish. I like that very much. And that's why I think we have a right to rely upon that. If the classic covering, blech, won't work, because you can't make it in a way that it's going to be a proper heker, given the fact that the food is further in. Fine. What about a crock pot? Crackpot. What's it in? So I think crackpots as such are awesome and shemat tomorrow. Fine, we have a chance to go there. But if you pick it up with marbles, and if you pick it up this way, it doesn't touch the bottom, it doesn't touch the sides, it's tapered, there's no atmana problem. Good. What about hachzara? I would say no. This is what we call hachzara letocha. There are a number of leniencies for those who want to make those in the shalom. One, well, it's not quite touching the bottom. And some poskim say tochum is just touching the bottom. If it's elevated somewhat, it's not considered to be in the category of the tochum. Mm-hmm. Some say that, but it's not so simple that we should actually rely upon that. If you take a look here in the Shulchan Aruch where it's quoted, Aval Latocha Aser, we don't find specific details that it has to be literally touching the floor. We don't find it in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Magen Avraham, let's turn to Sif Beis. There's some quotation over here. Aval Latocha Asur. Okay. The Magen Avraham Sif Katan Chaf Beis. Chav Beis. Second. So he says as follows. With the Sathner of Beis Yosef, page Samaches. Shmam is Svirli, the Afilu Tola, Kader, Tocha, Avir, Akira, Shari. It's not considered to be Tocha, that's Yoshev, Lemata, Bekarkis, Akira. So there are those who say it has to literally touch the bottom. And since it's not touching the bottom, some say even without the marbles, not touching the bottom, there's this much space between them. And if you add a marble, a little bit more, that's one possible ground to be lenient. That's one possible possibility based upon the Magen Avraham Chav Beis. I haven't seen that quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah offhand. There is a Sharatzion Nun Beis talks about it a little bit, all the details, very complicated. And there was some who said, like the Aruch HaShulchan, based upon the second half of the Mishnah of the Magen Avraham Chof Beis, that is quoted in the Mishnah Brura Sivkata Nun Ches. Olsen Kirish Enam Tov V'Cholol Elam Pshutu V'Tochim V'Gavon Echad Mutal Azan Ein Aleim Shem Toch. That's a question. What that means? That Shulta Gibor. What does it mean? Some want to say it means, well, it's flat. Of course, not considered to be a toch. Others say there are chashulchan. Only if there are two different ways to cook. So we'll give one the status of al-gaba, one the status of al-tocha, and then we'll prohibit the stricter one. If it's only one way to cook, then they never made this prohibition. That's another possible heter to put it inside. I'm not convinced that either of these heterim is so reliable. I would rather stay away from this whole idea, if possible. Okay? Fine. What do? Get a slow cooker, which is a crock pot, which is flat. Same, works just as well. I have it in my house. It's kvaldik. This eliminates the tocha problem because it's there's no toch. Limits that tvona problem. There's only in the bottom. Limits all the problems. If you want to take it and put it back, just put a piece of tinfoil. Some say it has to be thick tinfoil, whatever it may be. Fine. Now, it's interesting. We saw the Ramban, which is quoted, which quotes Yerushalmi, that throws around an expression "Ein Yad Sholetes Bo" in terms of what's considered tochatana, what doesn't that have the chum of tochatana? A lengthy thing. Some say three tefachim. That's quoted by the Sharatim. A whole series of details over there. This gives an impression, which is why I'm leading to my next topic, that there could be a problem even in an area which is less than Yad Sholetes Bo. All right. One of the extra chumra of tocha, but there will be an issue of hachzar al gaba at the very least. That's a big question. Why should that be so? So the Chazanish may come to the rescue over here. He says that if someone has an oven, in part of it it's yatzal lettuce, and part of it is not yatzal lettuce, and again, according to most posim against the Alter Rebbe, we measure not by your hand, but you measure by the food. Not by the surface itself, by the food that's placed in that area. Maybe a little bit harder to measure, but that's how we pass it according to almost everybody. So if you can't give lechol echad v'echad toroso biyodo, you can't. There's no mechitza there. So that could be pshat why we are machmir in a betocha without the chum of tocha. We have the chum of agaba. Even in that particular area is less than Yad Soledes Bo. Fine. Rabosa, let's chaza briefly the basic halachas. The 2 days in the Mechava. The first day of Pasen like Rabbanan. The second day of Pasen is like Hananya. Okay? Fine. We had a number of Rabbi Kivegas. He made comments, I think 2 or 3 in a row, in commenting on the Lashon of the Mechava. And Simeration on Gimel Sif Aleph. Just go quickly through some of his comments because they're important. The Rabbi Kivega said that the Lashon is what? Let's take a look. 2 days in the Chava. First day is like the Riff and the Rambam. And the second day, which was on page Samach Vav, in our print, the Yesh Omer, the Mechaber, Koshin is Bashal Kamacha Ben Drusoi. Oh, Shin is Bashal called Sarko Mitztamek Biyafalo Mutter Enegor of a Kod Hananya. So we don't understand that last phrase. What do you mean? Oh, Shin is Bashal called Sarko Mitztamek Biyafalo. You already matter it by Macha Ben Drusoi. That's only half cooked. So now you're telling fully cooked is also mutter. So Chpilei Ployim. What are you saying over here? So the Rabbi Kivega says, those who have it in front of you, it's right over here. He says, Mashma de Nisbashel Kamacha ben Dusoi, Vatavshel Mitztamek Viyofalo, Osur Kedasa Razo. That's the famous Baal Hamor. We thought not necessarily so, for a number of reasons. One, the Ramban said about this Baal Hamor, Ve'elu Divrei Tohu. There's no such thing as Mevushal Machal Ben Rusoi and Mitztamek Viralo. It's divrei tol. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch simply said, "Mizbashal kamachal ben tusoy." Oh, mizbashal kol tsarko, and he threw in the expression of mitzvah v'yafalo there, because if it's in the first case, it's certainly mitzvah v'yafalo. Okay, not such a great pshat. A better pshat I saw more recently is based upon a Rashi's quarter of Haigon. We wanted to suggest that if it's mevushal kol tsarko, believe it or not, it's more chomer than before. Why is it more chomer than before? Because it's so close to the final mitzvah v'yafalo, it's more likely to do a chitui, as opposed to it's not even mevushal kol tsarko. That's a havamina in the one pshat in Rav Haigon, and the mechabes kamen lafuke. Not only is it mutter nisbashal kamachal ben tusoy lachananya, but it's even mutter nisbashal kol tsarko mitzvah v'yafalo. It's closer to the chance of chitui. I like that pshat a little bit better. We saw someone had given that pshat based upon the Megillah Sefer, based upon that Rashba, name of Rav Haigon. Okay, it's perhaps even a better pshat. Oh, next, there's a steer in the Rif. The Rif is the one who says you need mevushal kol tsarko mitzvah v'yafalo. But in the first parak, the Rif quotes Machal ben Yisoy. The Balamor dumps on him. What's wrong with your steer in the obey? There are two answers to this question. The Ramban's answer is, and it's the Rambam's answer presumably, and the Shulchan Aruch answer presumably, is that in the first parak, it's referring to a case of something which is directly on the fire. Sleep. There, if you're a mechata b'gacholim, you're going to ruin the food. So therefore, it's sufficient of machal ben tusoy, as opposed to a patzel, where you require mevushal kol tsarko and mitamek v'ral. That's one answer. That's the Ramban and the Rambams and the Shulchan Aruch Machaber's answer. The Rosh of Eni Yoga give a totally different answer. And they say, no, the Rif mentions the din of Machal ben Tusoy in case Rabbosai were talking about a covered fire. A covered fire on Erev Shabbos, it has to be Machal ben Tusoy according to Shita Sarif. Fine. Sorry, it's the Rosh of Eni Yoga. So the Rabbi Kivager asks, how come the Mechaber didn't say so? How come the Mechaber didn't quote that Chumrah? It's a good question. There are two answers. One, here he should quote it. Here it's the second day. Here it's the day of the of Rashi and Tosis. Of course, not going to quote it. It's only said as a terrace to the Rif. And number two, even in the Rif, since the Mechaber paskins the other terrace, the teretz of the Ramban and the Rambam, that the din of Machal ben Tusoy is relevant for Rabbosai, is relevant when it's Sli, that can be found here in Siman Reish Nandala at the beginning, so therefore there's no need for it. He doesn't accept the Rosh Rabbeinu. That takes care of the second problem of Kivay. The third problem, why isn't he worried about Shtilma Magus? Right. Shema Magus. After all, the Rashba is worried about it. So the answer is we're not worried about it. The answer is we can't be worried about it. Why can't we be worried about it? Because for us, the Mechaber, who paskin, that up until the time of what? Of Mevushal Kol Tsarko, it's going to be Usur, it's clear we're not worried about Magus, because Magus would be a problem in theory all the way up until Mevushal Kol Tsarko. We're obviously not worried. The Rambam is clear that we're not worried about Shema Magus. The Rashba has a point of view. We're not worried about it. Why are we not worried about it? Presumably the blech will prevent you from being Magus as well, because it's going to remind you, even though it's not going to, you know, it's not going to stop you in other words, it stops you from going underneath it, but not going to stop you from stirring on top of it. That's what the Rashba holds or was worried about, and we all know it's going to stop you from everything. So these, we took care of these problems. But now we have, Rabbosai, a very, 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 very important, a very, very important Ramah in Sifhei. Can we turn to Sifhei in Ramah? Very, very important. And this is going to be a critical component of this Chazarah Shir. Well, the Ramah writes over here, and it's page 46 in the Mishnah Berurah, he throws a new din over here. Yesh matirin liten letocho tano v'sha'of v'odyom.
Okay,
V'yesh machmirim b'zeh. V'im achom kol kach betano she'atzal le'etzmo. Also, simple read of the Ramah is that everything until now, before the V'im, was less than yatzal le'etzmo. Here we go. And before Shadin and Ramah, we're worried about less than Yad Soletisbo. It's what to worry about. Two days. Some say Yossa, some say Mutter. All right, but there are certain leniencies in certain limited cases. However, Rabbi Osai, however, the Vilna Gaon couldn't hack it, couldn't believe it, couldn't accept it. And he changed the Vav to a Shin. She'in. That changed the whole world. I mean, until now it's also been Yatzal Eretzbo. The opposite to him is inconceivable. Can't be matin. You can't ask less than. And Mishnah Berurah quotes a Mefurish Adin. If you look at the Shaar Tzion here, it's a cotton Tzadi Gimel. It's impossible. The Gra has to be right. Why? Because it's a Mefurish Ramon Tziv Beis. That's what he quotes in the Mishnah Berurah Tzadi Gimel. No, he said. That's talking about smicha. By smicha, everyone agrees has to be Yatzal Eretzbo. Otherwise, end of a self. We're discussing about tocha. Maybe perhaps by tocha we do aser it. He asks over here in Tzadi Gimel. What do you mean it's Tzadi Gimel the Shiru? It's a well-known shir of Yatzal Eretzbo. So we can suggest, well, in part of the oven it is Yatzal Eretzbo, part is not, like the Chazon Ish, and therefore we can't. There's no mechitza. You can't. That's a way we can suggest. And even if the entire oven has cooled down since Friday, so it's Ein Yatzal Eretzbo, but we who knows when? Shabbos comes in at 4:30. So how much do you have to wait until it cools down? We can't figure these things out. So Chazal perhaps asked it, even if it is less than Yad Soletisbo. So it appear. Now, this leads us to the whole idea of this. This comes from a kolbo. Okay? And the question is, what's the nature of this din of hucha me'esvo? What happened to all these various isurim? So the Beis Yosef explains, it's better than plain goruf. Because plain garuf, you took out some coals and you put the pot back to heat up. Here, no. Here you took out the food and then you didn't heat it up again. So therefore, it's a better heter. Fine. We're going to now turn our attention to the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkotan Sadi. Very, very important, Sifkotan Sadi. Lita and the toe, for both sides, look inside. Hainu shenosin b'shabas b'boker b'toch atanur hatav shon esbal shal shiyischame av shebetoch atanur v'akira kaimala afil the garb v'kot the muscle the hachzir then put it back on gaba. But since it's off mod yom, then it's chomuot, does not need to be vashel. Fine, we can be lenient. What do you see from here? That if it's nafish havle, it would be prohibited for sure. Abu Dake Moshe, and you're a Mosif Beis, Bahago Muchach, the Noagim Lahokil, the Hags, the Tokataner, Bechol Gavni, Elishim Asayim, Shom, the Tov Lahachmi. Here, the Mishnah Berurah claims that the famous Kula, the Boston Kula, the Kula of the Ramon Yerushalmi, not only Al Gaba, but even what? Tocha, even Tocha. Now it's true, when the Mishnah Berurah quotes this here in Sivkot and Sadi, he got it from somewhere. Where do you get it from? Amogan Avram, Sifkotan Lamed Hay. This is critical. Amogan Avram, Sifkotan Lamed Hay is a lengthy citation. It's page Ayin Gimel. A lengthy citation of the Darkei Moshe, author of the Ramah. Darkei Moshe. Frek, the Amogan Avram, on his understanding of the Darkei Moshe, and Darkei Moshe is quoting Iran, he says the last few words on this page Ayin Gimel. But Tzarechim, the last three, four lines. The Aran lo kosev hetazem. How can it possibly work? It's impossible. It's a Mefurash Gemara that Hachzara L'Tocha is Asur. All the Rishalmis, all the Ranzi Rishalmi achieved Then we should treat Hanacha like Achzara. Big deal. Havzara is also awesome. And he ends it with Tzorachim. And I told you the answer to this is something which I think is very, very important. And I hope the Magen didn't have it right, if you ask me, the Fiyani is Daiti. When the Ramah said we're basing ourselves on the Ran, it's a different Ran, not a different person. A different position of the real Ran. Not the real Ran. The Ran said two different things. One is this famous Yerushalmi, and one is something we spoke about a long time ago. The so-called discredited Ran that the Dogon the Rebbe liked and the B'rialach said, we don't go with that Ran. Maybe the Mechaba won't go with that Ran, but the Ramah went big time with that Ran. That's how the Ramah justifies his practice, based upon that Ran. I can have a little time to show you the text. It's Mefurish. Mefurish. Now, within that Ran, the Panadish Ran, and people don't ordinarily cook this particular food there, it's true. The Beis Yosef says, maybe that's only Al-Gaba B'natocha. Thomas the Dark Emotion says, that's not found in the Ran. Beis Yosef Chilek Zemeyat, so we don't follow him. You can't say that about the Ran's Yerushalmi. That's the Mefurish Gemara. Hanokha is Hachzara, Hachzara B'tokha is Asa. Not Miatzmo, it's a Gemara. So clearly, the Beis Yosef and Ramah, if you look at what they're saying in the Beis Yosef and Dakei Moshe, we're not discussing that, the Rishalmi of the Ran. A totally different Ran, which is found a few Dapim later. In the Ran's comments on Daf Mem, they said, they have to call on the Rajva and Derech B'Shabakach, and I have my own Svara, that Panadish in particular is not cooked there, so there's no violation. It seems to me that there's nobody but nobody who was ever really matir that which they attribute to the Ramah, namely to take food and put it betoch hatanur, if it's a real regular tanner, not just a off mabojon kind of a tanner or some other flaky tanner, but a real regular tanner that we have. The only way to justify, and I'm trying to be charitable so that I can, to justify Hamzara L'toch HaTanur from a fridge, for example, it's so hard to justify, because even according to the Magen Avraham, the Machzah Shekel said he's only Matir Al Gabo if it's cold and dry, and not L'tocha. But even if you want to somehow justify that, what you have to say is as follows. Our toch is not a toch. Finished. Why? Because cooking in the oven is no better than cooking on the oven. We said before, one is no better than the other. Things of this nature. Again, I have to rely on Tzulson Claudius' role. But if you don't go with that, it seems to be quite impossible to come up with any heter whatsoever. Moreover, Rabosai, as I told you, the entire Groz Agor to me is problematic. Rabosai, we have a few more things to have to chaz. I'm sorry for going a little bit late, but this is the grand finale, so I'm entitled to a few extra minutes. What's the story with the blech? The blech, the famous blech. What status does the blech have? So here, the chazanish of the blech is useless. Because why? If you look at the very beginning of Siman Reish Nun Gimel, the Bi'ur Halacha says, it's based on the Rashi. What does it mean? The very first, the first Bi'ur Halacha on the entire Siman. He says, what does that mean? He says, Gaba nikri ovi et fanas akira. Afila mechusa bekisuyim amir al kisuy. It's nothing. Rashi daf lam zayin tur garnished. That kisuy is nothing. So he says that kisuy is nothing. A blech is nothing. What do you need? Oh, kudera reikonis. That's a chaticha pan. And presumably he's assuming that the pan is upside down, not right side up. So yeah, and he says in the parish there's a little bit of air between the fire and the top and the pan. He goes, oh. Number one, the Rebbe says the pan can be right side up, not upside down. Okay? I'm trying to say it's a regular pan, that was the way we have it. Not inverted. Number one. Number two, I agree with Chazanish is correct. That is Deacon Rashi and Deacon Be'alachos. That's a kisuyo. That's a kisuyo that's there 24/7. How's that gonna be a hacker? I'm the first to agree it's nothing. But a blech is never there. You put it there before Shabbos to be a hacker. So that minig is strong. And that the blech does constitute the equivalent of what we call ketumah. So again, a blech is ketumah. Fine. What I cannot go into now, because time does not allow it, is a sugya of kitma v'huvara over the slapta. Oh, we had a whole discussion of it. There's much more to be said. I just, again, has to do with the intricacy of the sugyas. We're going to put that aside for this time around. And I just want to look, you see, in the Mishnah Brura, and in the Sharat Zion, and in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchas, and Shlomo Zalman backed out. We thought it didn't have to back out. 2 days in Tosh Shlomo Zion at base. I'm just mentioning to you because I just can't. I want to know the status of the blech in its various parts. There are three parts to a blech. Directly under fire, a perimeter, which is Yatza lettuce bowl, where the food can reach out to lettuce bowl, and some of the far extreme, where the food could not reach a Yatza lettuce bowl. I thought that the status of number three, which is a very critical status, depends upon how we view the blech. Is the blech considered smicha, or is it considered al-gab? That's what I thought. If it's considered to be smicha, then perhaps we can take from the fridge and put it in the far corner of the blech. Why? We can't reach out to lettuce bowl. Mefur Shiramon that in Sibbeis, that smicha can't reach out to lettuce bowl is mutter. Checkmate. Mutter. But if you want to say it's considered to be al-gaba, it's like a one big pan, then I would say it's also even if it's less than that, so let us know. Remember, there's no dolphin amapsik. That's another reason why it might be considered to be al-gaba as opposed to smich. So I'm not exactly sure. This could have relevance in another case. What will happen if you left something on that area of the blech, the remote corner from before Shabbos? Now you want to slide it across to get it hotter on Shabbos to the hotter part of the blech. What's that called? We don't know. If that's considered to be part of the fire, then I would take it, slide it open. Why not? But if it's considered to be smicha, we then run into an issue of what's called smicha la'al-gaba. And smicha la'al-gaba is not completely clear what the din is, smicha la'al-gaba. Not completely clear. Chazanish seems to be mekel smicha la'al-gaba, and seems to aser from kedera gabe kedera to al-gaba. My pshawad, I created a new term, if you remember. Ein hanocha achar hanocha. So is hanocha, what's the name of hanocha? So hanocha al-gaba kedera is mutter. So therefore, that was not considered to be a hanocha. So on Shabbos, you want to move it from there onto a covered fire, you may not do so. But assuming that hanocha is prohibited b'smicha, hanocha b'smicha is also, which we like, it's a b'ki vega, and this I'm talking on theory and principle. So therefore, you already violated hanocha if you did it on Shabbos, or preempted hanocha if you did it on Friday. And therefore, you want to move it from smicha l'agaba, it's ein hanocha achar hanocha. So we have two ways to be matter sliding something from the remote corner of the blech onto the part which is yatza lettuce bowl. Either smicha l'agaba is mutter, or say it's not called smich at all. It's considered to be al-gabe ho'esh. For this reason, in a pinch, perhaps we can be mekel. We should not be mekel. Let's take something from the fridge and put it on that remote corner, because it seems to me that in case it's considered to be al-gabe, we have no choice but to invoke the Chazon Ish's Chumrah, not to put Taros Shel Cholecha V'Echad B'Yodo. So I wouldn't want to do that. Even the earlier idea action may be prohibited, which some Poskim don't like it. They quote from Rav Karelitz, had a problem how he's all getting to his uncle. As I saw quoted in the Sefer called the Orcha Shabbos, Rabbi Ida is also Machmer, not to move what he called area C to A and B. C is where it's less than the Atzeletus bar. So I'm not running to be Makel, although we thought there are a couple of Svaras that we can be Makel on. Perhaps. Fine. Again, to save time, we just have to really to go to some final thoughts. Halacha lemaaser of Osai. The Gemara in the Aflam and Chesem and Beis talks about bitul shir rishona being a serious problem. What is called bitul shir rishona? You put it on the karka. Whoa, only karka. There was an expression of oda biyada. There could be something in between. What's that called? Al gabe mita. 2 lines before the next mishnah. Mal teku. It's a teku. There's no answer. It's unresolved. Usually we would have said Sveger Rabbanu Nakula, but over here there are some poskim who say after you machmer all these shilas it can lead to the surim, so we can be machmer. It's a big fight. There's also data lahachzer. Where does that fit in? So there seem to be two deis. You need two positives to be mekel or two negatives to be aser. or some split in between. A big mess. Many different Rishonim talk about it. The Rosh is the biggest Machmir, and I think there's safer Truma, some of the biggest Mekel, and Rama has his own Shita. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch just to see quickly what it says. Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis. Please turn. Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis. Page Chav Beis in his print. Kira Shi Grufa Ktuma Fenotlak Dea Me'olea Va'afila B'Shabbos Mutlak Zira Kozman Shiro Sachas Ramon Oda B'Yodo Mechaber Onich Aga B'Karka Ramon V'Data Lahak Zira. So the Mechaber himself never mentions Data Lahak Zira. But he does say Yinich Aga B'Karka is also with or without Alak Zira. He doesn't, he just passes that way all the way. When he says Karka, it's unclear. What about Mito? Sounds like maybe he'd be Mekel. It seems to be the Mechaber sheet. The Ramah throws a book at us. He requires Oda B'Yodo, which presumably leads to the exclusion of Saf Salamita. He requires that the Lahavzer as well. He's the biggest Machmer in the world, and it's Ramah, following the Rush, to be Machmer in all of these things. That's the Psak of the Ramah. Fine. Nothing to talk about. Everything's awesome. Finished. Everything's awesome. Well, not quite everything is awesome. If you look in the Abir Halacha, V'dat Lahavzer, we're Machmer. At the end of the day, he wants to suggest the Oda V'yodo V'yendat Lahavzer we can be Mekel. And even in Hinichal Gabe Safsal, V'dat Lahavzer, maybe there's room to be Mekel. Oh, look at this, a potential break against the Ramon. Put on the Safsal, Dat Lahavzer, maybe you can return it. Now, you have to understand, if this is the case, what's a safsal? A chair. You put on a chair. Who puts things on chairs these days? Put them on tables or counters. What status do the tables and the counters have? Are they the same as a safsal, the same as the karka? Why should it be the same as a karka? Here's the answer. Some mefarshim suggest that what's unique about a bed or a bench is the mere fact that the plat doesn't belong there. I'm a shuganah. Because it doesn't belong there, it's not going to be there for so long, it's not called bitl shir rishon. Contrast is with the ground. Put it on the ground, forget it, where it belongs. That being the case, a table and a counter should be the same as the ground. So many of modern, who's Rav Nevin tells it that way? Rav Nevin tells it that way. I think the Sheva Delevi says it. Other people, big people say it that way. Not all their names of the modern post. Others, however, say, and it's basically the source of the Chidush of Iran, that the ground is cold. The ground was cold, you know. You don't have to have 6 inches of snow on the ground to be cold on the ground. It's cold, as opposed to a table and a counter. It's not so cold. Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, said to be lenient on that. But Rabbi Yashar says, Toka de Dibber, not the fridge. What do you mean? My fridge is 2 feet off the ground. Wow, you crazy. That's much colder than the ground. That's worse than the ground. So forget about it. That's considered to be no good, except unless you use that rhyme with the Yerushalmi, as we said before. We also introduced the question of it being hot. It has to be hot. That's quoted by Farish over here, that it has to be hot. Kozman Shiro Sachas. Why? So the Mishnah Brura Nundalit, that's different. It's only a Bishul issue. It's only a Bishul issue. So therefore, it doesn't apply to something which is solid. That's what it would appear from the Mishnah Brura of Katan Nundal. We already pointed out as a steer in the Magen Avraham at this very point, one place and another. This Mishnah Brura is based upon the Magen Avraham Yutetz, as the Magen Avraham Lamed Vav says the reverse, and the Magen Avraham Lamed Vav has Rishonim on his side. Who is he having on his side? The Ritva. The Ritva says so. It's a Mefurash Gemara. A Mefurash Gemara. But you have to put it before it cooled off. Why? Because otherwise it's next to Kamevashal. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is right over here. The Gemara says, look over here for Farish. It says over here as follows. It had Kumka Mishulchame Midyutta Tachton Midyutta Yona Mazaglo Asakos Verziru and Herzarnu Limkoba while it's still hot. It has to be hot. Huh? I would say it has to be hot. Otherwise, the Bishul problem. Yes, Bishlach Bishul Davalach. Answer is, through it falls, ain't Bishlach Bishul Davalach. So why say Chamin? Could have been cold too. You see, Klar, that it's not, if it's cooled down, it's considered to be a bittul of the Shehiyah Rishon. That's the Ritva. So I'm partial to the Churma Dekashita over here. There's enough in a Ritva. I mean, that's, you know, Ritva is a Rishon. It's a Rishon. So I'll go against Rishonim. Yet the Machzah Shekel and explained the Bavad Avraham that he's only Machmir b'Tocho and Megel al Gabo. Obviously, the Ritva is Machmir even al Gabo. The Pashup over here is al Gabo. Right? That's the Pashup Shad over here. So it appears. So, all right. But then those who have this the Boston Heter, they're relying on the distinction of the Machzah Shekel with respect to al Gabo on the Blech. And if they want to put it into the oven, believe it or not, they'll assume that our ovens are not considered to be tochel. Each proposition gets more and more remote. Putting them together, it's even more remote. Okay, fine. Now, again, we have to just cut a lot of these discussions short for time constraints. But some of the main issues I want to still go into a little bit. If you allow me just a few more minutes. My main point for today, I guess, after all this time, is the plata. First, I mentioned the word plata. In my view, the plata is mutter. Non-adjustable plata is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because there's no shem yichad and there's no nirukim avash. Simple as all that. The two reasons don't apply. It's mutter. I'm against great, great, great people, about a million times greater than me. Rabbi Yosha Barosha, low plug, finished. Everything's awesome. Low plug. Now, that low plug applies beyond the possibility of chitui b'gachalim, which Rav Moshe discusses. If we don't do chitui in our oven, all you can do is add more fuel. That I understand. That we already have in the Sharei Tshuva in Simen Reish Nun Dalid, with the Sharei Tshuva, the case at the end of Reish Nun Dalid, they would use alcohol to have a fire going, and they're afraid you're going to play with the alcohol. You're not going to be mechat to the alcohol. You're going to add more alcohol and things of this nature. That's a good source to answer our kinds of gas fires. That I understand. But low plug completely, total low plug. The Rabbi Eider, when he's mat to the hot plate, brings a raya berura that there's no limit of low plug. Also, I just want to show you one more time because the people just don't believe me. I saw some incredible. Do we have? Is that thing I don't have anymore? Disappeared? Okay, I just disappeared. You look it up yourself. Oh, here it is. You look it up. He says that we don't apply a low plug in each and every case. Right? But items can be found. Just I want to show you this one thing one more time because people just don't believe me. Look on page 96. This is the farish. They may be placed onto a radiator or a hot plate. Okay? Don't tell me low plug on the bottom. It's kafkuf samachval. Because I have a mishnah brura, tzadi, and sharatzian peches. In certain cases in which there is not normal to, there's no possibility, rather, of chitui. Right? The mishnah brura seems to be saying that it's mutter. Why don't you say low plug? So Yashem says, well, that's a different kind of a fire over there. Here it's the same fire, it just happens to be non-adjustable. Basically, it's the same as any other electric range. Seems to me that's a chiddush. But Kasha Gevava, there are certain leniencies. Kasha Gevava. No, he said, that's a different kind of a fire, the same fire. Well, Yashem is the God of Ador. But it seems to me that many Gedolim from Ador and the previous Dor were Matir, had plenty of, I think the Chazanish also asked it because they're kind of a low plug. So big, big, big people are asking. Rav Shlomo Zalman's Mekel, Rav Moshe's Mekel, we'll see soon. Others are Mekel to some extent when it comes to the hot plate. And I think we could rely upon it, certainly on the Erev Shabbos. What about Hachzara and Hanocha on Shabbos? Shmir Shabbos splits. Hachzara, yes. Hanocha, no. Make up your mind. How can that be? Either you're worried about or you're not worried about Shem Nirikim Avashim. It's no Shem Yichata. So we thought that the Shemir Shabbos will equate a hot plate for whatever reason with a Kira Ketuma, a According to the Ran, Ran says the Kira Ketuma is Nirek and Mevashel by Hanacha, but not by Hachzara. A little bit unusual, but that's what it is. So Rabbi Ayari asked Rabbi Moshe Deshav, page 106, Mutter Arasa. So he asked, Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Rabbi Moshe responded, famously, Iyashel Tzfashel Shal. So we saw that the Piskei Tshuvis and the Shabbos Kitchen, so Rabbi Moshe was making. And he was answering Rabbi Ayari's question. Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. I thought that way for a very long time, because Rabbi Ayari told me that, more or less. But then I started getting nervous at the steam table. Why is he answering the steam table if that is, in fact, the case? I called up Rabbi Reuven, and he told me his father was a bigger machman than the Shemir Shabbos. These Svarim, more recent Svarim, say Rabbi Moshe is a bigger megal than the Shemir Shabbos. He holds like Rabbi Eider, it's mutter to do from the fridge onto the hot plate. And yet Rabbi Reuven told me he's a bigger machman than the Shemir Shabbos. He not only asks Hanocha, he even asks Hachzara. So, you know, what can I tell you? What can I tell you? The question becomes, what do you mean? He's matter. He says, Im EF Shalas Bashal Shal. Good morning. I mean, the can't read me less than the answer, let us vote. Pshita let us vote. We call those who follow the Grod of Mishnah Brewer, that's double pushing. So I wanted to say, Pshat, EF Shalas Bashal means that not EF Shal Livashal Bo. EF Shal Lihis Bashal Bo. I mean, Dr. Lushner from Moshe. That this food cannot be cooked there. And Rav Moshe is saying something along the lines of that so-called discredited Ran. It comes back again. Moshe ad Moshe l'kom k'moshe. There are moral lines that quote discredited Ran, and Rav Moshe Feishel on the so-called discredited Ran, or at least along those lines. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Those who aser for reasons of fact which we have not yet been able to substantiate. Number one. Rav Noivich Shlita asks because Achenu Asfardim are cooking on hot plates, which I haven't found to be the true necessarily. And the Shavus Yitzchak, he says, people take hot plates and they complete the cooking of the kugel on Shabbos with this hot plate. Even those who are asking are only asking if you ask me the Israeli hot plates, which are very, very hot. The American, which are much cooler, no one is cooking on it, not even Sfardim, not even in the army, and no one's making kugel to be cooked. It just won't work. So it seems to me, if you want to take a chance, you can use even the Israeli hot plate, which some Gedolim are opposed to, and if you want to be less of a chance, use the American hot plate. Hanocha. I think it's both the Hanocha even on the Israeli version, because people I ask, they don't use it to cook. But the American version, I think, is even more sad to be made. Fine. I have just a number of other brief points. I'm sorry for going so late. One is the Shabbos clock. The Shabbos clock, the Chazon Ish asked the Shabbos clock, because after all, even though you didn't do anything, but the matzav, the minute goes on, you have to take it off. No worse than a monkey. But the Ramah seems to be making on Shabbos clock. He didn't have Shabbos clock, so he had Goyim putting on fires at the end of Sif Hei and Reish and Gimel, and he seemed to be making on some of these shilas. Aye, the matzah? No. As we said before, it's only usher if you're afraid Shem Yechad at the moment you put it there. Not later on. If you have your Mishbura Ayin before. That's it. At that moment. If at that moment you couldn't stoke the coals because there were no coals, it wasn't on yet, Chazal never made it there in that kind of a case. We prefer that opinion, although there are those who are strongly against it. Again, Shabbos Kaggle might be another Eitza, according to our understanding. Even the Chazon Ish who asked Shabbos Klatz, maybe he would be matir if it's a covered fire. If you have an electric range or something like that. And or maybe even a plata of some sort. If you cover it, I mean, plata is not even adjustable, so I don't think you have to cover it. But maybe the Chazon Ish who asks platas might be murder. That you put your food on the plata at 10 o'clock in the morning and it's set to go on at 10:30 and heat it up for the next 2 hours to eat that food, maybe even he'd be moda even without a covering because it's Yerushal Lachatos. And if it can be adjusted with a covering, perhaps. Again, I don't want to put too many words into his mouth, but that's what I thought. La'alocha la'mais. Again, I can't go into all these details now. Many, many other details, but not for this minute. Okay. So finally, let's discuss a few minutes, just a few minutes, really, not going to go into this in any detail at all. The whole sugya of Lamed Chesem and Aleph that we spoke about Thursday. The question is, what's the status of the food if it was put on it had shia or hafzara illicitly? There's a Mefurash Gemara, the Lamed Chesem and Aleph, which discusses this very point. Two Gemaras, as a matter of fact. Shachach Hedera Gavikiru Bishle B'Shabbos. That's number one. And then later on, the last 12 lines, Ova V'Sho Amai. Something is amiss here. You already asked the question once before. I heard this sounds familiar. So, right? And makes it even worse, the Gemara at the beginning said it seems to say that it is, well, let me just, so how many Pshatim are there and how the second Ibai is different than the first Ibai? So Tosfos already has the kasha. So Tosfos says, Ova V'Sho Amai. Earlier we're talking about Malka Ben Drusoi. Now we're talking about it was Nisbashel. This is what Tosfos suggests. Tosfos' suggestion. Okay? Tosfos' suggestion. They don't like the word Ova, because Ova has an impression that it's been mazed as opposed to Shachah. The Rif patches it up by changing the Gersa. Have a different Gersa. Not Ova V'Shah, Ova V'Shachah. Okay? It's exactly the same case. Quote to the Rif and the first day of Tosfos. The first Gemara is Bishla B'Shabbos. Meduik was less than Nachal Ben Dusoy, or less than Melusha called Tzarko, let's say. And the second case is Ova V'Shah post Melusha called Tzarko, but it's still Masamah V'Yafalo. That's the first answer. The second answer to Tosfos is no. This is Kodem Agzera. So then the Holy Bible is doesn't really add up to much. That's the Shver Teres. That Lamaisa wouldn't really be relevant to us. We saw one other answer. I also want to show you another answer today. This is new. We saw in the Ran, he quoted the Ravid. Just to refresh our memories, very briefly, the Ran, over here on page, page Memches, or Tezayin in the old print, he quotes the Rambam. As the Ravid says, no. The Ravid says, Anupsha. Ovar V'Shoah means B'Shogeg. Omer Mutter. Not that he forgot it there. He doesn't know the din. He doesn't know. That's more Kal. That's more Kal. He has more of a chance to be Megal. That's why. What I did not show you last time, my mistake, was the Rush. It's a very, very important Rush. Turn to the Rush, please. Towards the end of Siman Aleph. Please turn. This was my mistake from last week. I made a lot of mistakes last week, but this is one of them. I should have showed you this Rush inside. In our print, the Rush is page Chav Zion, column 2 towards the bottom. I don't know if you have other print where I can find it. It's after the Gimel of the Bach. I'm not sure to see the same letters we have. Behold, the boy Shachar Kedera Gabe Gecholim Ubishla B'Shabbos Mao Miborle Ben the Chananya Ben the Rabbanon the Chananya Hechad of the Special the Mivod Yom Kamacha Ben Dusoy. Fine. Behold, here's the key line. Behold, the boy Ovar V'Shah Mao Af Liacha Gzer Miborle. It's Posatosis, second teretz. Umesapgale. Here, look inside. He goes through Dafgala also Sheshah. Avolivne Beso Lo Odilma Lo Shna. A whole new pshat. The first shot is about the guy himself. And now we're discussing what about Bnei Beso. Keep this in mind. It's very, very important. Okay? It's just a rush which we had ignored last week. I'm sorry. So the big problem, and here's where the lumbus comes in, the big problem, how you understand the Riff in the Rambam, which is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passed the Riff in the Rambam. Malam Shah. It's usher to do the Shehiyah all the way until Mitzamek Baralo. Why do we split and say if it's Mitzamek V'Yofalo B'Diyevet, it's Mutter. Mitzamek, but let's take that back. If it's not Mavushal called Sarko, if it's Mavushal called Sarko, Mitzamek V'Yofalo B'Diyevet, it's Mutter. But if it's not Mavushal called Sarko, But the Yevet is also. What's the difference? He's over the Yisrael Shia anyway. So the Rav, Zichron and the Rav, had a very beautiful lumbus. Namely, that the nature of the Gzeira is to treat it as if it was cooked on Shabbos. Rama l'shitoso, pasta gabihuda, it's cooked on Shabbos, it's also for everybody on Shabbos. So therefore, if it was not quite Mavusha called Tzoka when Shabbos came in, we're going to treat it as if someone cooked it on Shabbos. It cooked by itself, but we treat it la'alocha, but the Yevet, as if somebody cooked it on Shabbos. Hence it is prohibited. That's the first Yishayla. Shochach de'agavikir bishlo b'Shabbos, we paskin, like avnacha b'yitzel li'isura. It's also the roommate, forget about it, it's also. The next Gemara is talking about the Gavra, not the Chepsa, as if it's cooked. Over the Gavra, v'shia mai. What do you mean? It's already cooked from before Shabbos, so you can't tell me we're going to treat it as if it's cooked on Shabbos. Is there a separate new knas? Mikansuhu rabbat and alo. And the Riftaram passed on the Kula. This is his lumbus. We understand very well now why the Gemara changed its expression from Shachach Kedero Bishla to Avar Vishachach. Why do I change the expression? Because in the first day we're talking about the Chefza, right? So we say Avar Vishachach, that's like I said, it's Shachach Ubishel. And the second we're talking about the Gavra. So we said before, Shachach Ubishla is the Resha, talking about the Chefza. And Avar Vishachach is talking about the Gavra. And it says, Rabbi Nafkaminitz of Bechadei Shiyasa. I can't go into the details of Bechadei Shiyasa right now, but it's possible that Bechadei Shiyasa only applied to the separate knas, according to the Rambam, but would not apply to the general din of as if it's cooked on Shabbos, where we do not have a concept of Bechadei Shiyasa. It's interesting that the Mogen Avraham here, if you want to look for a second, in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, almost done, Sifkot and Yud Aleph, the Mogen Avraham says, the Iser B'di'eved La'acherim should depend upon a machlokos of a man or a Yehuda. And the question is, we're talking about a special gzeira over here. And the machzor shekel is bothered by it. But according to the Rav's Pshat, is very, very good. The Easter is mishum gzeira. But the gather of the gzeira is, it's considered as bashal b'Shabbos. So it fits very well into the machlokos between a mayor and Rabbi Yehuda. In that same Magen Avraham, Sifkot Yonav, he says, V'livnei beso pshita di'osur. The Havle Kimon is Bashal Mishvilos in Yoradea by Ein Vanis Ratchila. In my opinion, and I heard that Rabbi Chaim also held this way, that this is not compelling. We have arrived from the Rosh Fakert. The Rosh said that Bnei Beso is not treated as him. It's treated as others, if you recall. It was in a somewhat different context. That's why the Rosh is so important. That Bnei Beso may not in fact be considered to be in the category of him, but in the category of others. It's going to be relevant for stores. The old bakery used to bake on Shabbos and eat the food. So if you say that the Mishnah that's Bashal B'Shvilo is the same as him, it's going to be also forever. And but if not, it's going to be Mutti after Shabbos, B'Chlei Shiyasa, if you look at the Shin Yud Ches. Our final point for today is Hachzorah. Hachzorah is not found anywhere in the Gemara. Ova V'Hechzi. It's not found anywhere. The Mechaber left it out. And my vote was the Mechaber L'Shitosa. The Mechaber held Achzorah as also because of Shnirik and Mavashel. He didn't leave it out. Look at Shin Yud Ches. Shin Yud Ches told him Mavashel B'Shabbos. Here too is a Nirik and Mavashel B'Shabbos. That's why he left it out completely. The Ramah has it in, because the Ramah L'Shitoso, the Achzorah is also why? Because of Shemir Chat. It's similar to Shehiyah. It's a very complex Ramah in Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Very complex. It's based on Hagos Oshri and Hagos Mordechai. And we don't really... it's hard to understand it. There are more rights over here in page Chaf Aleph and Beis. In Mechzira Na'ena Yehudi B'Shabbos Dinah K'Shachar V'Shah. In Mechzira Yisrael Dinah K'Avah V'Shah. In Mitzdamek V'Ralo Mutter Shelo Nenem Ena Yisr. Rabosai, it's hard to understand this. What do you mean Mitzdamek V'Ralo Nenem Yisr? We said Pshat earlier that according to the Mechaber, even if it's Mevushal called Tzorka Mitzdamek V'Yofalo, it is Mutter b'di'evet. So why is Ramah being so machbe? You tell me, has Hagos Mordechai in his side? Great. Hagos Mordechai argued the Mechaber earlier, and the Ramah was silent on the Mechaber earlier. When the Mechaber said, if it's mevushal kol tzoka mitzdamek v'yofalo, it's mutter b'di'evet, Ramah was silent. The Hagos Mordechai argued. So why is Ramah suddenly quoting it over here and not over there? It's a problem which I don't really have a very good answer for. I must tell you, I don't have a good answer for it. The Mishnah Brura, in trying to explain this, Lamed Hey, the Mechzira B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Shogeg, says, well, because why? Why is it a problem? He tells you why. Because Ovid Maisa. Now, Ovid Maisa is a line which is found in the Gemara, according to the Mekilim, over here on Naflamed Ches, but not over here in our context. It's really hard to understand what it's all about. One might have argued against that this Mishnah Brura is wrong. Maybe the Ramah is talking only about B'Mezid. That'll make it a little bit better. The Ramah's expression by Goy. The Mechzira Magoy Dino Keshachach V'Shah. What do you mean Shachach V'Shah? And what's it in Shachach V'Shah? What do you mean Shachach V'Shah? Shachach V'Shah B'Hakzara B'Shehiyah. It's unclear. It's a very complex issue over here. We don't. The comparison is not doesn't seem to add up because Shachach V'Shah the Mechaber in fact asked it earlier. So what do you mean if the guy that it's mutter? So if you look carefully, the Gra is quoted in the Mishnah Brura Lamed Daled. Mashanasa the Ani Yehuda B'Mezid Lo Chomer Mi Mashanasa the Yisrael B'Shogei Lo Chomer. It's even less than that. Take a look in the B'Alach Adino. I'm Mishnah Brura Tam, etc. One second. Hocha Mikilinon Shem Nisham Gufalo Psikal Kokah. Hagosashi is mistopic. There's a whole different set of reasoning. There seem to be two different reasonings. In the Mishnah Brura, Lamed Daled quotes the Gra's reason, with a whole lumpness with a raya from Kadesh Yasa. And over here, there's a whole different reason, which I think is a more accurate reason. That the reason we're making when a goy, because even by a Jew, the Hagosashi is mesupim. So why should we be so machmir? But Kitzer, this is not so simple to get out of this one clean. And how much more so in the case of a case which is relevant to you sometimes, where somebody cooked something and then it cooled down afterwards on Shabbos. It heated and it cooled down. So there is a whole discussion. Our last point for today is the Bria Halacha, the Mechzira Yisrael. Umayri be'ofen she'achazara osel divrei hakol. Otherwise, in the Hakha b'di'evet, ke'ein the Mogad Avram. It's a big ke'ein. The Mogad is something totally different. And I believe that the Chazon Ish will not accept this Bria Halacha. Because the Chazon Ish has certain chumras even b'di'evet, which are only l'shitaso. That with this monkey l'shitasa, with the Shem Yechata, isn't he aware of another opinion that's near Kamavasha, which would make it more kal? So you get an impression, he's a knas miyuchot, and the general rule of Shinyan Ches Mishnah Brura Beis, whenever it's a machlok that's going to be make in a pinch, may not apply. But despite that fact, we're going to follow the Mishnah Brura. That makes it much easier for you when you go to visit somebody in the house, that whatever he does has some tzad lahakal so you can eat the food with the oven. When you get married, Mr. Shem, you'll establish a house, kedasa kedin, according to the Pesach, which we said in these last few weeks. Thank you for listening. We have Mincha downstairs at 1:30. Okay. The Bechina is officially at 10 o'clock. That'll be the written Bechina. And the oral Bechina speak to Ben and figure out some kind of a proper schedule.